Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
and all that I have.
Before we see it's hard to live this life without God, so we must ask forgiveness. As Mama Rod got the shirt to die, witness the tears falling free from my eyes before she could reply. But we were born with our silver spoon, my broken down TV show cartoons in my living room. One day I hope to make it a player in this game. Mama, don't cry, long as we try, baby, can't shame. Perhaps it's just a fantasy, a life where we don't need no welfare, share with our own family. Maybe it's me that caused it, the fighting and the hurting in my room crying, cause I didn't wanna be a burden. Watch my mom open up for all to her, and I ain't worried about a damn thing. She still love me. In this game, those things change, the future's still inside of me. Let's remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. Unconditional love.
at spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired of them whack dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop. Hip-hop. Hip-hop. Hip-hop.
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo,
hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
Like him.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
True West Radio, what it does. Ray-yay-yay. So I'm saying. Y'all lie, give us a call, 323-642-1597. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, you know what I'm saying? We got DJ Hell Love. Oh, go, what's the deal, y'all? What's the deal? Hello?
Man, my phone was on me. What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
I'm not like mother.
Huh?
I'm not jumping down
that too. Oh, shit. That's what's going on. What's up, though?
And a damn thing going on for me.
It's kind of cool down here.
It's cool.
Yep, it's going to be 49 degrees here tonight.
Oh. Nigga, I'm in this motherfucker sweating like a son of a bitch. It is burning.
They're trying to mess up my plants.
It is burning up. I think I'm going to have to go on and unleash the AC around this bitch pretty soon.
That's the thing. It was 80 degrees a little while ago.
Yeah, shit. I don't know what it is right now, but if it's making me sweat, it's hot. Because I usually, like, if it's something, anything under 100, I can kind of deal with it with my fans. But now it's starting to get a little out of hand around this joint. I'm going to have to unleash the goddamn air. Unleash the air!
I can't believe it's 100 degrees out there, and it ain't been 100 here yet, but it's coming. I seen that big 90 on my screen.
Yeah, because they got this thing called a Long Beach Grand Prix. You know, the motherfuckers driving them goddamn cars around in circles and all that shit. And it was 100 out there.
Mm-mm.
come on, man. Let us have a little spring around this motherfucker. You know what I mean? That's just 70, man. Okay, you can't. Because you know when it happened like that out here, that means that the summer is getting ready to be brutal.
It's the same thing here, but the thing about it is we get 70-degree days, but it feels like 80-this, 80-this, and 80-something else, so it ain't no 70-degree days.
Yeah, 75
today feels like 85. Like, what the fuck? How?
I know it's hot up in this joint. I'm going to have to, like I say, I got this thing that swamp cooler. So what I do is, you know, in the wintertime, I wrap it up and then I cover it back up, you know, so nobody can see it. So I'm going to have to go on and I'm probably going to have to fire this bitch up tomorrow.
Shoot, yeah. I was just reading what it's in this man. But he got two options. Either he can do it by firing squad, they gonna choose three inmates to shoot him because they say they ran out of lethal injection medicine.
Oh wow.
What kind of bullshit is that?
Wow. How many motherfuckers they killing if they running out of medicine? Injection medicine.
Okay.
They must be killing up a whole lot of motherfuckers.
It's been a while since somebody got killed down here.
Damn, I ran out of Tylenol. I need to go to the store and get some more. Nigga run out of lethal injection medicine. Them motherfuckers shouldn't be killing nobody in the first goddamn place. Who gave y'all the motherfucker right to kill a motherfucker in the first place? Shit.
And then they gonna let murderers murder somebody.
Well, these dumb motherfuckers out here, it was Lady Gaga dog walker. He got shot by these cats and they stole the dogs while he was walking them. They didn't know they were Lady Gaga dogs, but they, I forgot what kind of dogs they are, but they expensive as hell. So he was walking the dogs. Motherfucker jumped out the car. One nigga shot the nigga. They got the dogs and jumped back in the car and left. Okay, but that happened like last year. So the motherfucker who shot the dog walker, he was in jail and they let the motherfucker out on an accident.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, y'all dumb motherfuckers let the nigga who damn near killed the motherfucker out of jail on an accident? Yeah. So I was looking
it's
at
pretty
that
much
shit.
A disgrace. The legal system. It's a damn disgrace. From the top to the bottom.
Well, you know the thing about it is, out here in Cali, depending on what you did, it's the colors that you're gonna be wearing. You know what I mean? They give you different color wristbands. Like if you attempted murder, or, you know, they give you different color wristbands. They give you different color clothes, all kind of shit like that. So how you going to look at this nigga and see his color, the color of his clothes? Because usually if you wearing some orange or red, your motherfucking ass supposed to be in there. And then for everybody else, they wear blue. So blue and white or white, you know, depending on what you did, or brown. So if you see a motherfucker in a big old orange or red goddamn county suit, you know that motherfucker ain't supposed to go nowhere. So that was just real dumb, at least to me. Be like, all right, Scratch, it's time for you to go. You being released, and I got on a big old orange or motherfucking burgundy jumpsuit.
You're gonna run out of ass.
The fuck out of Lago, straight to Texas, to the woods, or Louisiana, to the swamp.
Oh, that motherfucker!
Like,
Marquisa,
who? Gone. Out of there.
Yeah, this nigga gets out of jail. Now they trying to find him so they can put him back in.
Stupid motherfuckers. That's why I say it's a disgrace from the bottom all the way to the top, because I don't know why they feel like people who've been getting shot at and getting bombs dropped on them is the right people to be police. The people who got PTSD and all of that. And I ain't taking up for them, because Big 50 ain't shit. But some of them people, when they, you could tell by the way they talk to people that they've been in the army and they used to talking to people like that. We assert yourself and all that. That don't work for black people, and that's how all of this shit gets started. These black people ain't gonna let you, who are you talking to? Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they're
scared. They having a flashback. Now they want to pull a gun because they think they know they about to get their ass whooped. So they pull a gun. Instead of shoot you in the leg, they done shot you somewhere where that's it.
Yeah, well, I always say that because, you know, there's so many motherfuckers that got killed. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, shoot the nigga in the leg. Like, you know, them motherfuckers say, well, he had a knife and he rushed me. He was rushing me. That nigga was like,
man, shoot him in the hand.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
No,
they,
I know what you're saying. I agree with you. Because your hand's going to be fucked up. But
fuck
you ain't going to be dead.
You
going to live some more days and think about that stupid shit you did.
If a motherfucker got a gun, it's everywhere in the building. If a motherfucker got a gun, you know what I'm saying?
Sound effects on deck.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Them motherfuckers, they ain't going to work. They ain't going to work on Monday. What? But, nigga about motherfucker 5 yards away from me, 10 yards away from me, and he got a knife. Drop the knife! Drop the goddamn knife! I'm going to give you last one. Drop the knife!
Yeah, yeah.
Shoot that nigga in his fucking leg! What he going to do? Throw it at you?
Okay, you need to put that on the track. Drop the knife!
Drop the knife! Drop the goddamn knife! I'm just saying, though.
Hey, get your ass back over here. You hear me talking to you, boy? This, what?
Boy.
Ooh, I got your boy.
So, them motherfuckers, they instead of shooting a motherfucker in the leg, them motherfuckers want for the kill shot.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's the thing right there. That's what you trained to do in the military. It should be a whole different group of people that's police officers. I feel like them type of people, no discrimination, but anybody who already has to live like that shouldn't be put onto the streets. Especially not if it's in your file that you got PTSD and all of that shit. This is like a mass suicide, to be honest.
Well, you know what they doing out here, what they trying to do is they trying to, like, on certain cases and all that stuff, they trying to get these different kind of motherfuckers to deal with people who got, you know, mental disorders, because the police don't have no training in that. So they send these other motherfuckers out versus sending the police out. You know what I mean? So they trying to do that shit. I don't know how well that's going to work. Because a whole lot of police are shooting motherfuckers who mentally fucked up.
That's what I'm saying. But at the same time, a lot of them police, I don't know where the black people come from, but a lot of them white dudes, they be like old sergeants and high-ranking people in the military. So it's easy for them to come jump straight out and, you know, have a position of authority. When that's the last thing you should have, because the way you handle going to war and the way you handle being in a black neighborhood ain't the same thing. Like, we shouldn't have to feel like we going to war.
like black kids, okay, right? Even when I was little. But I seen some kids do this shit about 5 or 10 years ago, like when I was coming up on real adulthood, adult. Some kids was riding their bikes, and they saw the police come down the street. Because at that time, they were talking all the time. And one kid said, hey, they go to laws. And somebody else said, the law's coming. And then, you know, all them fucking kids, they speeding on their bicycles, and they threw them bikes down in the driveway and ran in the house. And I'm like, these fucking kids, ain't none of them was older than 8 years old. 7, 6, 5 years old. If they go to police, run. Like, now, you ain't even supposed to be, you shouldn't be scared of police at that age. You should be, oh, if something happened to you, tell this person. Type of shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I mean, that's no. That's the way, you know, because hell, no matter what, you can see these kids see what's going on when they come down to how shit is going with black folks and police and all of
that's
that.
That's my
shit.
Point right there. Mm-hmm.
Because the motherfucker be like, baby, some motherfucker tell him, baby, do you see the police? You do what they say. You know, do exactly what they say, but then you got some parents to say, you see the police, you better run. God damn it. Shit.
And I'm telling you, because even me, young, I'd have seen them motherfuckers even talk to my mama all kind of crazy and shit. And when you talk about a motherfucking square, my mama, she's a square, a rectangle, all of that. She don't do nothing.
I'm going to tell you what, when I went into the Army, they was already discussing that a lot of guys were joining the military to come back and train militias, because they were like, well, that's going to be the new Klan. The new Klan was going to be militias and police.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, we can't hang you from a tree, you know, because it's going to be against the law. So what we're going to do is we're going to infiltrate the police forces, and that way we can still shoot you in the back and kill you and do all that type of stuff, police brutality, or we create militias, the one who didn't want to join or what you call it, and they have their militias. So when I was telling people that, one of my friends, I just got in contact with him after 27 years, he said, man, you told me. Right when you went in, you were telling me what was going on, and you was right. And I said, you got to look at it. You don't see no Klan. You barely see a Klan rally every probably 2 years. You see a CNN news deal with the KKK done pulled up and what you call it. They don't do that like they used to do it no more.
Mm-mm. That's smart. Didn't know it was them.
They said, all we got to do is join the police force, put all these guns out there in the street in their hand, and they going to kill each other. Point blank. Easiest.
But
easiest way to get it done.
What, though?
All right.
What came back on all of them is all of the mixed grandchildren and all that other shit they got now.
Well, yeah.
But I know all the people from back then got some mixed race grandchildren. So I'm talking about pure. Ain't pure nothing. Pure bullshit.
It wasn't even
that's
pure back in the day. I just found out George Washington was from Barbados. Just about 2 minutes ago before I got on the line.
Damn.
I'm assuming that to y'all. He's from born in Barbados.
Wow.
And his last name wasn't Washington.
Wow.
Don't even get me started, because they be trying to act like we ain't American. First of all, y'all did us like motherfucking pit bulls. Y'all bred us. We is definitely American. Y'all not Americans. Your grandma come from over here. Your grandma came from this place and that place.
Come on,
my brother. Grandma was here.
Come on. I'm listening. You just gotta take this dog out.
I'm
come
just
on,
saying, on my daddy's side, I can go all the way back. I can go all the way back to my daddy, grandpa, his daddy, and his daddy. They was all here. But he said that he was, he told my daddy he was African.
Huh.
African and Charleston. When Charleston ain't a race, it's a city where they used to have a lot of black people at. So that means, probably mean that he was bred in Charleston, low key.
About South Carolina?
I believe so, because that's what my daddy
said. That was in the slave trade. That was Wilmington and Charleston. That was two of the main slave trade ports in the slave trade era. Wilmington, Delaware, Wilmington.
Yeah.
Charleston, South Carolina. They were two like the biggest trade ports that they had with the slave trade. But it's a deal because see what a lot of people fail to realize is what they call sharecroppers. When they had sharecroppers, that was just like slaves that were free, but they in order for them to have land to live on, they had to sit up there and go pick the cotton and the corn and all that stuff for the slave owners, even though you were free.
And let me say something about that. My mom, her grandmother, I knew her. That's the one I told you who be talking crazy and all the cursing or whatever. Her parents were sharecroppers. So when people be talking all this shit and we trying to talk out loud, I be like, no. I know what happened. I have an idea what happened. Hell no, we was not already here. No, the hell we wasn't. Maybe a couple people, and we got, you know how your blood get mixed in and all that, but we was not here. My dad's family, they have a land because they used to farm on it, but it's in the deed that the land is to never be sold or divided. So whoever that white man is, he was somebody daddy.
Well,
a lot of them, like I said, they just sharecropper. What happened when they freed the slave? They're like, okay, all right, y'all are free, but y'all ain't got no land to start your own. But I'm gonna give you some land. But here, what you gonna do? You're gonna still be a slave, just not legally. But I'm gonna give you this stretch of land to build you a little cottage house on. And y'all going to raise all my, you know, crops and do all my farming work. It's like a ranch hand today. Somebody gives you a trailer or a little farmhouse, and you sit up there and take care of the chickens and the goats and all that on the farm, and the farmer just owns the land. So they did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in return, a lot of the people's names, if it was Smith and you were sharecropper for Smith, your name now became the Smith.
Smith. Right.
So that's where it switched everybody up into a member part, because you'd be like, man, you Smith, and I'm a Smith. But your Smith might be from Iowa, and my Smith might have been from Delaware and ain't even connected. They're not even related. That's just a name, you see.
And that's the thing, too.
And that's how everybody's names all mixed up.
Yeah, that's true.
Young, you know, it's like it's two sets of Youngs from the South. And everybody be like, when you say, they ask you, what's your last name? I say Young. And they say, you from Texas? You from Louisiana? And I said, no, I'm from Texas. And they're like, oh, okay. Because it's two different sets of the same name.
Like in the town where I'm at, one guy was not here, but our cousin, one of our cousins raised the guy. And when they raised him, he just took on that. He wasn't born into that name. The man just raised him, so he took on that name. So once he took on that name, after he started having kids, like, yeah, what you call them kids? My grandma's like, no, they ain't really kin to y'all. Here's what happened. When they start telling you, here's what happened, or so-and-so, this and that, or this one messed with this one, and that's how y'all are kin. And you're like, oh, okay, I get it. We really ain't cousins. They just started claiming. A lot of people used to claim, man, I'm your cousin. I go ask my grandma, are we kin to what you call? No, man. They daddy used to fool around with what you call it, but that ain't done to them. Them ain't none of them kids ain't kin to you, none of them.
Oh,
they daddy
my gosh.
It
was this guy. I can't remember his name right now, but every time when I go to the family reunion every single year. I used to be so tired of it. He said, hey, little girl. He said, you so pretty. He was like, you is beautiful. You look exactly like your grandma. And you know what? I was like, what? Because I know he about to say, I was almost your grandpa. And he'll start crying. And the funny thing is that man and my grandpa actually got the same last name. But her and that man used to date, and they broke up for whatever reason. And then, I guess a little while later, she got pregnant with my daddy. So that man, he told me for about really 20 years,
I was almost your grandpa.
But you're not, motherfucker.
Yeah,
sorry.
So y'all see they banned Will Smith for 10 years from the Oscars.
Oh, yeah, they sure the hell did, but hey.
See, that's the shit I was talking about, though, why they ain't banned Jada Pinkett. She the motherfucker need to be banned.
Well, I mean,
they shouldn't have banned him.
That shit, he just should have been a man and went on national TV with Chris and said, look, man, I messed up. I made a mistake. I was going through mental issues. Black man, the project. All that stuff could have got erased on that, being a man. But you sit up there talking about Venus and I'm playing Richard and Richard protecting his family. I'm sorry for the Oscars. I'm sorry for my staff. I'm sorry for what you call it. I'm sorry. Not one time did he say, I'm sorry, Chris. The whole speech he got holding that trophy, he never once said, I'm sorry, Chris. Went to the after party, never said, hey, I'm sorry, Chris. Called him on the cell phone, going to wait the next day. You don't wait no 24 hours and then say you sorry. That means you ain't sorry to begin with.
Okay,
well, I will say this. The whole thing was wrong. Like I said, the whole complete situation. But I still don't hold nothing against him for the way he handled Chris Rock or anything like that. Because the thing about it is, and I don't know if y'all know, but Will Smith went to rehab, too. I seen that come up on my headline. But, man, this man done went through so much shit already personally. But then when you try to clear the air for things to be, you thinking they going to be smoothed over. They never got smoothed over. Like, people just been harassing him. And harassing him. And then the worst part about it is he loved this motherfucker, and she's just such a stingy bitch. Like, oh, my God.
But she's so toxic,
she even fucked up her kids. You see how their kids is? Look at his first son. His first son ain't like that.
Well, what did you say?
Is he to blame? He took the oath to say, okay, we're going to be married, and we're going to have an open relationship. You're saying you invite anybody at any time to lay up with your old lady. That's what you're saying. So when you sign that paperwork and make that agreement, you made that bed, you got to lay in it. You can't blame nobody else for yourself for being stupid. But woman tell me we're going to have an open relationship, I say you're going to open your legs and I'm going to open my front door, and you're going to be on the other side of it 5 minutes or less, just like goddamn it, the delivery say. That's it.
I mean, me too. But see, that's that Hollywood shit. I would be happy if he leave her ass alone and he go back to the East Coast and come to Hollywood when it's time to work. Because it seems like anybody that just stick around out there too long, shit just get weird.
Well,
you got people in Hollywood that don't entertain stuff like that. I mean, he got to understand what kind of woman he had when you got. And when you go buy a house, you're going to get it appraised. You make sure the goddamn roof is intact, goddamn ain't got termites. You just don't go get them the goddamn down payment on and the closing costs and all that stuff. And then they say, well, you need a new roof. It's got termites in there, and the foundation is cracked. And then you sit up there and paid all that for the house. Once you get it appraised, you know what you got. I didn't have women weren't worth a damn. And you know what I did? They weren't worth a damn. They wasn't holding my hand in no damn all time. But, baby, you don't ever take me out. I say, why? Why take you out? I say, you good for the house, but you ain't good for being out and about, not with me on my hip, not acting like that. And when I get tired of you, you gone. What you mean? I said what I just said. I go in there and pick me something to eat with a smile on my face. It's the how you act towards me is how I'm going to treat you. Three type of women. You got a woman, you got a three type of females, a woman, a bitch, and a hoe. You got to decide which one you're going to be with me. If you're going to be a hoe or a bitch, you're going to be gone. You're going to be a woman, you're going to be around for a long time.
Well, I'm an underground artist right now, so I'm going to be all of them.
I'm an underground artist, so I'm going to be all of them. Get out of here.
Every last one.
Hey. But, you know, it's wild because, you know, what it is, he basically did fuck it up. He fucked himself. You know, now he trying to, you know, he regretting all of that shit. So now, you know, got the damn little girl was fucking on motherfuckers and the goddamn boy done turned gay. You know what I'm saying? His wife is, you know, they trying to swing around and all that old shit. That's basically that nigga fault. All of that. Now, him, his boy being gay, I don't know nothing about that.
You know what's sad, though, is when you see somebody portrayed to be like, oh, they are such a player, they such this and they such that, when really this is somebody who really just want a damn family and all of this so bad that he just really, like, how in the hell have you kept all of this together for this long? Like, ain't no way. Oh, my gosh. I would have been dipped on her. And I wasn't trying to say all of that the other day. I just said what I said about him. That's why I said I understand why he did it, because the thing now is that it's cool to harass people or, like, bully people and shit like that.
Well, I don't know, you know. That's the thing about it. Now, like I said, go watch Tupac Breaks the Oath. And that'll explain a whole lot of shit, too, you know what I'm saying? But in any case, what we going to do, man, I'm going to jump into a couple of these joints. Then we going to finish the discussion. But if you're online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. True West Radio Friday. Yay, yay.
You know, this Diaz, man, this Pasadena, we up here doing what we do. Huh? Pasadena, big guy. I'm forbidden to bend the cone of my L's and suspended my black ass, getting a rap and once go past. I hit the back streets, I'm the Pasadena backstreet king. I got this fast track in my backpack and enough hand to get my car kicking. Booked again, I hit the back streets, I'm the Pasadena backstreet king. As I roll down Lincoln, breath sinking, barely won't blinking, popping with a breath cause I've been drinking, thinking about my vision. Mentally mapping out my maneuver, I'm Dewey bad. Plus I've been blowing like a tuba. Due to the circumstance, I keep checking my rearview mirror. Window cracks so I can hit a Pasadena PD. What a Altadena sheriff, and it's a damn shame. I'm just dirty in the damn game, trying to do the damn thing. Feel how this jam bang. I'm forbidden to bend the cone of my L's and suspended my black ass, getting harassed. If once go past, I hit the back streets, I'm the Pasadena backstreet king. I got this fast stack in my backpack and enough hand to get my car kicking. Booked again, I hit the back streets, I'm the Pasadena backstreet king. So stop it, coppers and choppers, you'll never stop, J-Norm, it's never complacent in my fingertips, is that the dreams that I've been chasing, shit, thus far I've made it luckily, learned to stay sucker free and reluctantly, keep my heat stuck to me. But you wouldn't know it unless you drove and fuck with me. But oh no, a 4-4 on the flow, bro, was protection for my own ass, but a threat to the FOMO. So my pro go out of sight and out of mind, as I continue to smash and do my thing. And until I get cracked, I'll be the backstreet king. What? I'm forbidden to bend the cone of my L's and suspended my black ass, getting harassed if once go past. I hit the back streets, I'm the Pasadena backstreet king. I got this fast stack in my backpack and enough hand to get my car cooking. Booked again, I hit the back streets, I'm the Pasadena backstreet king. Wait,
It's a damn thing. JB. Don't get it twisted. JB, you know. You know how we do. And that's bullshit backing up this camp. You better ask somebody. If you don't, you're going to learn that lesson the hard way. Holla. Holla. You better check it. Huh? Backstreet King. Huh? Huh?
You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know.
Even if you have empty bread and the lamb's bread. Little daddy got the shotty to your body, so don't resist or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sip the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hells, my boy declared from the avenue to jail cell. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at they christening.
Motherfucking bitch, yeah. What you yeah. gonna do with a Tupac? Yeah, where the motherfucking dog at? Throw your motherfucking middle finger. We gon' do this shit like this. I take the law for my many blessings. Blow the chest and keep a back from the second. From the battle of a sinner weapon. And all my niggas in the pen, here we go again. Ain't nothing separating us from my message. Born in the ghetto as a hustler, hold up, a straight soldier. Fucking at the thrusters, no matter how you fuck.
Pop, Machiavelli. I'm in the studio drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell. Just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail. All the police wanna rag and tail. Not knowing that I stacked my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure is pain. Even though we broke for the moment, ball in the game. Time to make your mama look heavy, be prepared for the buffer. Similar to bitches to carry, get you near me. We run from visions to overpass prisons. Billions of niggas thugs living. Pressure, three strikes, I hope they don't tell us. Bipolar heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of spam, every slide down, piss through some flicks. They got me fiendin' for coming, see the money, be goin' to suck 'em. Dreamin', singin' scenes of me ballin', deficiated in the sickness behavior. Cop the cops, 4-5, snatchin' niggas' pages. Label the mark, soon as we start, it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, who the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man, I follow no man. Niggas got my own plan, in my hand got the 45. I can get live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get for being player-hating bastards. Me and my clique so legit, we keep a 50 on us. Niggas know you can't touch us when they get to come against us. These niggas be defensive, it's senseless. Knocking niggas back on the fence. My whole clique be sick, and though we rip whole crews, niggas knew we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit, I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique, Castro. When he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provide shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want it, young noble. Bring a soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke piss to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on. I splashed on niggas, well I dash on niggas. Once I mash these figures, I'll be bad a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle drunken flow, just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Lexus, a BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star. Rockin' the grooves, niggas, where you at? Where you are is the back and the front. When you bump this shit, I keep a gat inside my trunk, legit. Always, though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail, raised hell. Until I get my mail, will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking endo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5, turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 back 11. Back home, I got him on. What did I say? I'm mini 14. My double R, ride with my clue. Ride with my crew, you don't have a clue. Nigga, when we coming for you, we hit the house of blues, acting like fools. My nigga Fatal, put a gun inside a club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside a chest, nah nah. Baby inside his belly, nah nah nah. It was back in belly, they told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I said, yo Fatal, what are you crazy? Niggas pissing all sides in front. Niggas saying, god damn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, now the niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rose, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside too, me, I was still in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy, I just did a dope ass show. Them niggas will always remember me, came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani, all them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no, I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets, count, came out, rapping and stealing, making 5. Motherfucker records got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shits, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me, Tupacalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots, fuck the cops. Well, I stopped, I took my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me, but it's my dick. Bad boy, you're the Fuji. Y'all niggas will never stop me, never drop me, never make me fall. Me, Tupacalypse, all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew survive reincarnation. After I'm dead, they'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it, you know. I spit the game so clear it's plain on it, you know. When I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me, kill everybody. They each got a city to pick and make it all fun.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet. And we back with it.
What up, everybody? You rocking live. King Scratch, DJ Hell Love, I'm your boy, Confederate Soldier, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click, represent all the way from the dirty side, baby. We in the building.
Welcome, welcome to the True Truth. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome to the Truth. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Truth. West, nigga. It's that True West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh, shit, the big homie, Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie K-5. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, yeah, ooh-wee, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
Wednesday, Friday, 8 through 10 Pacific time, cause that's the only way.
that we gon' let you in. Guess he wants to put your ass in the corner, treat you like a phone and call you up a corner. Straight headshots, fuck your body on it, fuck your aroma. You ain't trying to walk true. West, fuck you when you chest it, we the best and we the truth. Bulletproof, my nigga built for it, so I wish you luck. If you ever go against the grind, you're trying to pull this bad and make you out. A matter of fact, it's time for clean stretch. I'll be on my way for today, I say what I have to say.
This your boy R City, tapping in with my date Uno, the original King Scratch, True West Entertainment, True West Radio, nigga. My nigga DJ Have Love. Party Friday night, feel me? 8 to 10 p.m. 323-642-1597. Tap in with your boy. Feel me? True West Radio. True West Radio.
True West Radio Friday. Woo-wee. Get all my folks back to the DJ here, bro.
What a hoes at?
Yeah.
What a hoes at?
Oh, my baby.
Sweetie.
Jojo Loco, True West.
Jojo Loco.
Let's get that Jojo Loco chicken. Hey, y'all know the weed gonna have, you know the chicken gonna have weed in it and shit.
Yeah.
Stuff fried brisk.
Everything should have weed in it. Mashed potatoes.
Hey, look, that be the thing to keep niggas will just keep eating all goddamn day, because they be getting the munchies and they just keep eating.
Hell, you know why they got the munchies.
Nigga be like, damn, I need some more cheese. Man, we gonna better go back to, El Jojo Boy, your logo. How you doing, Red?
I still have weed in the drink, too.
Hey.
And the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that means the most bad keep coming back. You know, you just be in a full circle.
Gotta have that Kool-Aid on dick, man.
Matter of fact, no. It'll be in the ice cubes, so it'll melt down into the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Satisfaction guaranteed.
It'll be like, why I want some more Kool-Aid so bad? Wait a minute. I'll
make them pancakes.
My Kool-Aid don't taste like that. Yeah, nigga, that's a hell of an idea.
Hey, Chris, did you get that I sent you
earlier? Oh, yeah, I heard it. It's cool, but we gotta put some paint where it ain't.
Yeah.
We'll do that. You still coming out here Sunday, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That nigga Jojo ain't coming, though. That nigga Jojo always be like, told me the other day, I'm gonna come out here. I got the car right.
I gotta do the tune up. Okay. Matter of fact, I'm gonna come up there Sunday just to make you feel some type of way.
Hey, look. Ooh. I'm gonna be looking at my cameras. I ain't gonna even open the door and shit. I'm just gonna be sitting there looking at
them. You got an elephant. You got an elephant.
I'm gonna come dressed in an all cowboy outfit.
No, you really ain't getting in then. You really gonna stand out there for a while.
I forget Jerry Jones brought me up though.
And then you know what's gonna happen? My wife gonna come outside. She gonna say, "Oh hell no!"
I know.
Where the fuck
is? Wait a minute. Why the dog barking like a
cowboy?
Huh?
Wait, did you teach him yet?
Huh?
I'm gonna have on a cowboy hat and boots.
Oh yeah.
Did you teach the fuck yet?
With my cowboy jersey on.
Oh Lord. What'd you say, Sweetie?
I said, did you teach the puppy yet?
Oh no, Nah, we ain't gonna use that cold word because you know that somebody just might be sitting here, you know, talking shit, and they say that goddamn word, and he jump on your goddamn face. If you talk about the cold word. Yeah, we talking about that cold word. Nah, we ain't gonna use cowboy as the kill word. that's what we
ain't gonna
do.
He ain't gonna do nothing but attack you because he don't like the 49ers.
His name is Niner, nigga.
Oh shit. When I get there, when I see him, I'm like, come here, cowboy.
Uh-oh, no, you didn't.
His name is Niner, so hell yeah. Yeah, I be telling motherfucker, anytime you see somebody with blue or white on, just going to get their ass. But I wear too much blue and too. I don't wear too much white, but I wear a lot of blue.
Your own dog
gonna be
on your ass with that.
Hell no. Nah, I got another cold word. I use the same one I use with the Chihuahua. Is get 'em.
Oh, you know what? I called Bully that on accident. So now whenever somebody runs, if you say that even on accident, hit like, I was watching something on TV, and I was like, oh, get that ass. I was like, get him. And he came out, he just ran up out the room, and he was just running in the circle looking for somebody running.
Yeah.
What?
Because both of us now watching. If I say watch him, like he just sit there and look at everything. Then if I say, get him, then that motherfucker, he start going crazy as fuck. Remind you, he's still little, so now, what, about another 4 or 5 months, he ain't ready to be a beast. Because that's what I can tell the Chihuahua, I say watch him. She'll sit there and watch her ass, then I say get him. She come try to tear your ass up, so. But yeah, he coming along. That motherfucker just like having a goddamn little kid in your house, though.
My dog, he pretty much just gonna be a brat because he spent too much time by himself when we was little, so it was a lot of stuff that we didn't get to teach him that I didn't even know to teach him, really.
Right.
And he coming along, but no, he thinks, I don't know, he thinks it's his fault.
Who'd I leave?
What's happening, True West Radio, man? I'm up here live, man. We going live in the Dollar Tree. I'm up here cashier, man. The traffic going to slow down. It's a Friday night. I had to chime in to the show, man.
That nigga say live from the Dollar Tree. You better make sure you ain't too loud. You know what I'm saying? Because we live in the station. That's going to stun the whole goddamn building.
We for the close in a minute. We got about 30 minutes, man. We doing recoveries and everything. Had a big old inventory came. Been up about 2 days straight doing inventory in the store, man.
I hate
okay.
Everybody gone.
What's up? I didn't want you to be on the loudspeaker or something, and then we say some old off the wall stuff and
No, I got it on mute. I got it down where they can hear it, they can't hear it.
Okay. So you know,
what's
every now and then
on the show tonight.
Oh, we got Mr. Everywhere, we got DJ F Love, we got Julia, we got Sweetie. If we got
that's
JoJo.
What's happening.
You know what? I found out where I got that shit from. The long ass sweepy used to be the motherfucker on the Smurf. Well, it was the Smurfs, I think. And the motherfucker name was Pee Wee, and that's why motherfucker used to always scream Pee Wee. Smurfs like a motherfucker.
That's funny.
So.
You know what, though? Hey, did y'all get something from Buddha Ali? Like a video? Because I watched some of that. And you should have called earlier because we was talking about stuff in that regard, basically. Like sharecroppers and so forth and so forth. But basically, he sent out something where they were saying, like, they still trying to decide who will be eligible for reparations and all of that. And
yeah. Let me say something right quick, Sweet Pea. What she telling y'all, California is finna get reparations. So it might get passed. It's gonna get passed, but you gonna have to have your paperwork together to get that check from the government. But California gonna probably be the first to give reparations.
How?
I heard about that. But see, the thing about it is all you should be able to do is walk in the office and they see how black your ass is, just give it to you anyway.
This the thing,
that's
though.
Gonna give you reparations for being black.
Yeah, so many people have come over here on their own. That's what they're trying to decide. Is everybody getting it or is everybody who coming with the paperwork getting it? Which I feel like that's how it should be. If you just came over here a couple years ago, you getting enough help.
I don't know. I remember I heard them talking about it. But I don't know. I gotta get out. Every goddamn time I could get, goddamn it. So if I'm getting some money for being black, I need it.
I mean, how they gonna do that in California? The slaves weren't even in California.
Yeah, I know. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't in California, but you know what I'm saying?
That shit wasn't
we
even discovered.
Now,
yeah.
We over here now, shit.
Yeah, that shit wasn't even discovered out there.
Yeah, well, this was all Mexico. This was Mexico.
Right.
Mexico
and India. That's what I'm saying. Who they gonna pay reparations to?
They gonna pay it to me, goddamn it. Nigga, I'm black. All I need is a motherfucking spear, nigga. I need a spear, and I'm in the game.
They'll send a goddamn Russia a goddamn missile before they give a nigga in America a goddamn reparation. I bet you that.
But the only thing
I had a problem with was that they were saying that the facts were saying that West Africans didn't come here and they trying to decide what type of African is eligible for that. And that made me a little bit mad. So maybe they was talking about California. Maybe that's why. But I was like, if West Africans didn't come here, then my black ass wouldn't be here. Because I just told y'all, the lady who her brother or her uncle or somebody got took, and she traced her DNA all the way to us because some of our family had put their DNA in the system already.
But the deal is, like I said, the system's tainted because if somebody got the last name Smith and you were a sharecropper, then you got the last name Smith, and that ain't even your real last name. So that's how it gets messed up. So when you start taking the back and it goes to Smith property, then you just Smith, and that's like, no, that ain't your great-great-great-granddad right there. That man just had y'all on the land, but him, you try to trace it all the way on back, we get lost. If somebody say they traced it back to a tribe in Africa, I like to see that.
Nigga won't even know his last name if it went all the way back to Africa. Motherfucker named Scratch the Bula.
That's because she touched herself to us. And she told us who she was and which one of her family members got taken. And I don't have the actual paperwork no more because that house burnt down.
Here's what happened. They took that slave from Africa. They didn't come straight here. They went to Barbados. They went to the West Indies, all in there, Jamaica, Barbados, Bahamas. They went there, and then they sit up there and went from the Bahamas to here. So now to sit up there and say somebody came straight from Africa to here, that's far-fetched. They went to the Bahamas. That's why they were trading coffee and stuff out of Bahamas back towards Africa.
And maybe that's what they were trying to say, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure the majority of my family was born here after wherever they came from.
Well, you know, it was crazy because, see, my grandmothers were Indian. You know what I'm saying? So
that's who's gonna get the reparations. The black Indians don't get the reparations.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I got a customer.
Yeah. My grandmother, both my grandmothers on my father's side and my mom's side, they were both Indian. So that's what we've been trying to do. I'm trying to get some of that Indian money too. Yeah, I got that damn hair.
Hey, I got the hair too, but I'm trying to figure out how do I go about that because my grandma is from one of the tribes that's connected to them. I guess some Morongo, but out here in Oklahoma.
Yeah, well,
you got to go get DNA. All that and bring the documents, and then all they do is give you like discounted schools and stuff like that as far as enrolling in college and stuff like that. But thinking somebody gonna give you a big check, they say no, you can move on to the reservation that your family is from, and then you can have tax free everything. But other than that, think you getting a big ass check, kid, man, that's far fetched.
Oh no, that's not true.
Them motherfuckers giving us some cheese.
They Morongo, and they get 10 racks a month if they graduate from high school, and 5,000 if they don't.
Yeah, because
where do they live at? They live on the reservation.
No, they stay in LA. Some stay in San Bernardino. Some stay in LA. Some stay in San Bernardino. Some in Vegas.
Yeah, I don't understand you. That's the first time I heard of that, you know, because I deal with a lot of people out of Oklahoma. I've never heard of that. I know if you live on the Indian reservation, they give you free education, and then you don't pay no taxes. But as far as any type of tax, I've never heard that before.
They can build a house on the reservation. They come and build a house on there. You know what I mean? All that.
Yeah, I know about the reservation. I know about the reservation. You live on the reservation. They give you free education. You go to college, and then you get free Medicare and free medical, and then you get tax-free. All your purchases are tax-free. You can buy cigarettes tax-free, beer tax-free. Everything you buy is tax-free due to that Native American Act.
Now, they talk about they give you some money depending on... Now, see, one of my grandmothers was Comanche, and the other one was Blackfoot.
Find out they have 16
You know what I mean?
That's like my great-grandma. She was the tallest. She's an Indian. But, yeah, they trace it back. They do so much stuff. So the only person I knew that what they call is Alaska. If you live in Alaska for a year, then they'll give you a check every year. You claim residency, they'll give you a check every year the rest of your life off of that oil pipeline.
I ain't moving to no Alaska. Fuck that.
You got to stay there 1 year. Spack, you get a check for the rest of your life.
I don't give a shit. Check ain't working.
He was getting $10,000 a month. You know what I'm saying? He got you. But I'm saying, like, you know what I mean? You got him, they got to take
him. Nigga got to kidnap me to move somewhere else. Because I ain't going no goddamn way. I'm in Cali. Fuck that. I could deal with all this stuff that happened out here. No. Everywhere where y'all live, I can't do it.
Come on down to Texas and ride a tornado too.
Hell no. Ain't no motherfucking way. You know, and it was a whole lot of times I was considering moving to Texas. Hell no. I'm way over that.
Man, shit, I've been listening at the news and I was like, damn, all that happened over here, over there. I'm so glad ain't nothing happened over here. I've been chilling. It's getting cold tonight though, but all the rest of that stuff, man, I seen people cars just turned over and shit. I don't even know where that was at. It wasn't nowhere around here though.
Well, when the tornado came through that motherfucker?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. See? That go right there.
It was something happened. Some kind of storm or something, but it wasn't here. I don't know where it was.
I know. They just said Texas. They said Texas got mollywopped. They were showing that shit on the news. That shit was like, everything was fucked up. Nope.
Shit. That's what I'm trying to see. I just said, I don't know where. It was here. Hell. It was nowhere around here.
Yeah, no, I forgot where they said it was, but, you know, it's the possibility wherever you are out that mug, it's a possibility that the motherfucker might show up at your doorstep. Nah. I deal with the shake and bake.
I was shocked because the sun just been shining down here and the 70 degree, 80 degree, but it's been cooler than I'm used to it being. So maybe that's why it was somewhere else. Because 70, like 75, that feel hot here. It don't feel like how it feels it's supposed to feel. It's really hot. But it haven't been. It's been real decent, real pleasant. So I don't know who been getting the business, man.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I need to.
Was it up there where Hell Love's at?
No.
Talking about where the tornado was.
Oh, that was 40 miles east of here.
Ooh.
West of here. On the other side of my hometown. And to be sublime, it's crazy because the tornado hit one of my ex-girlfriend's home. It was her and her husband that the tornado hit.
Oh, no.
I don't know what, I could say so many things. I'm just not going to say nothing. But I
hope
the camera, like, I
would
say that.
Yeah, I was the same way when it happened, you know. I was...
Just imagine if you own the land, you own the house, and the motherfucker come and just tear your house up, then you rebuild that motherfucker, and then about 5 years later, here comes another tornado to tear the motherfucker up again.
It would have to be, I don't know, honestly, I ain't never seen that happen. Our house got built one time, and at that point, the house was like 30 or 40 years old when the roof had to be redone. It needed to be redone before that, but...
If I move to Texas, I'd have to have my house built out the black boxes that they have on the airplane. Motherfucker, the whole house built out of the black box. Everybody should be gone. My shit still be there.
Nah, I don't want that shit. I think that lightning gonna strike that shit.
Right.
Hey, y'all, what's going on, man? Check this out. Your boy, I'm in the middle of a Masonic gang war. I just been confronted by a Grand Lodge Master coming to the store and just confronted me about my Grand Lodge Master. And I'm like this. The man been coming to the store. He finally caught me at the store, delivered the message he wanted me to take. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. This shit just happened, man, a few minutes ago. Now, what kind of shit is that? Ain't this shit supposed to be happening at the lodge? Why you don't come to the store and confront me about another grandma?
Yeah, I was about to say, they too old for all of that shit. That seemed like you trying to do more than what it's supposed to be.
Wow.
That don't sound right.
Yeah, that's
what that's crazy.
That's
what that woman said, man. I thought this, we on some OG shit, but man, we're supposed to have this shit at the lodge. This man coming to the store. They've been telling me come to the store, and he going to come tell your grandmaster to keep his name out of my mouth. I said, first off, cuz, I've been with the Nation of Islam so long, y'all just not getting feds. I've been wearing the feds since I was 16. I'm from the real tribe of the feds.
Wow.
Well, you just tell your grandmaster what I said. I understand all that.
Wow.
Tell me about this shit.
See, that pissed me off because that's not what that's supposed to be about. And that's why people have a bad perception of things, because people always want to make their own agenda and shit.
It is true. True West Radio, man. Friday, yay. We got about 30 minutes left. I'm going to jump into a couple of songs, and then we can do our thing. True West Radio, give us a call, 323-642-1597.
Thanks for coming in, man. All right, we'll see you later. All right, you too now.
Never gave a fuck, all we used to do was fuck. You were bustin' up, pack it up, look at her like you could do this all day. Don't never eat, you ain't got a baby, you can have this all day. Next time bring a friend, we can do this all day, baby, bet that. Make a nigga stick the paper, shake him then break him like crap games. Young nigga came through on the back tray, so let him say what they wanna, baby, you can have this all day. Next time bring a friend, we can do this all day, baby, all day. All day, all day, all day, that's no mistake. All day, all day, all day, all day, that's no mistake.
How you feel about put a realness up in your life? Fuck that nigga on the side. Now let him keep going, cause he ain't got you coming right. Now come twice, now come thrice. Real nigga come later, for now I gon' put it on the table like a bag of ice.
Taking our lines for all my strippers on the grind. Time is money, and ain't nothing funny when the line about as long as California. As long as California floats, pussy going on the polo on the corner, homie. And all she do is win like Cali, homie. Clap, clap, then spin, monopoly money. Attractive as hell, more anticipated than heaven. Get under her spell, you do more sin than the rivers in her garden. On the eve of the apple, say the more wetter it get, the more that I mack her. And I was so poetic, can't believe I'm a rapper. So while it's just us, delete the chatter. I plead to have her, the police crew tatter. After the skeet, skeet, some peaceful laughter. Intellectual jib-jabber, remembering times when gas was a dime, and rap one lies. Speak of the devil, here go the beef on my line. So we need to see the meat and retreat to the grind. Keep it real when I tell you, my only fear is failure. Street credit A1 without a motherfucking cosign. I'm schizophrenic,
Always twisting up some motherfucking spinach. Cause when you in it, to win it and your shit ain't rented. Niggas hating like a trip to the dentist.
You just smile when you with me. Cause you know we turn it up. We never gave a fuck. All we used to do was fuck. You were busting us. Back it up. Look at her like you could do this all day. You don't want nothing. You ain't got a baby. You can have this all day. Time, bring a friend, we can do this all day, baby, bet that. Make a nigga take the paper, shake him and break him like crap games. Young nigga came through on the track tray, so let him say what they wanna, baby, you can have this all day. You don't wanna love me, you ain't got a baby, you can have this all day. Next time, bring a friend, we can do this all day, baby, all day.
Tally's in the house.
Busters, I'm busting the G's of G's. Get em. Busters, I'm busting the G's of G's.
Stay with me, y'all.
Busters, I'm busting the G's of G's. Easily I approach the microphone because I ain't no joke. It's Big Snoop Dogg, I got you all up out of your soul. Mash with me, catastrophe, I'm so out of control. Behind the wheel, I spilled my drink on the floor. If the bitch put me local, she get naked for sure. Take it slow, make my mayo grow. Breaking up, you got game.
I'm a triple fly dandel rhyme chiller with the glow that don't chase. All I replace, all that go for any slow motion. West coastin', lick the boat. Tap the battle cat and keep your overdosing with the potion. Get the pistol, my rap sound and hit you till you knock out. Tap the rope, super extra till your whole block out. Y'all ain't creepin', we deepin', how y'all do? Instead of trying to change rap, you let rap change you.
Some said they will, but they won't.
They won't.
A lot of them do, but a lot of them won't.
They don't.
That's the riff rap I don't keep. That's probably why I get no mother. I'm up all night in the studio, getting toe up from the flow up with my nephew, that Rico. A drunkie and a junkie, my low cat made the beat, so you know I'm supposed to.
Cause busters are busters and G's are G's, but can't nobody bust it down like if Steve's like these. See, busters are busters and G's are G's, but can't nobody put it down like my T.O.G.
Cash, they say you drink too much.
That's a trip, Big Snoop, they say you smoke too much.
They say you drank too much.
Got a trip, Snoopy Snoop, they say you smoke too much.
I'm a buster banker, certified high ride. Hallucinogenic montage mirage. Kelly's third, with the $1 billion words, with the birds and swerves. Pumped up with birds, flash addict, spasmatic. Don't make your run to your asthmatic. The charismatic, CBG battalion, X-Task G, blazing the indicon hash.
Now it's the last man standing who recklessly abandoned you. A former senator, that's exactly what I planned to do. I murder half the population, call me Hannibal, the cannibal. I'm living proof that man came from animals.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, you will get shot. Point blank range for all the heads that like to get hot.
Come on,
ain't smart to spot. Any problems that we got inside of the bin, you gon' get handled in the parking lot.
Cause busters is busters and G's is D's, but can't nobody bust it down like a C's like these. See, busters is busters and G's is G's, but can't nobody put it down like my
They say you drank too much.
That's a trip, Big Snoop. They say you smoke too much.
Damn, they say you drank too much.
That's a trip, Snoopy Snoop. They say you smoke too much.
Knock, knock, who is it? It's the East Side and Rip Riding Doghouse Crip Division. And we have home provision. No suckers, just drank weed. And plenty of drink some or don't come at all. Ain't nothing but an alcoholic party, y'all. It's an alcoholic party, y'all. Shake it up, shake it up. All the homeboys, break it up.
The impenetrable, sentinel, criminal, mineral, touching like tentacles. Tactical, acrobatical, my specialty warfare. Nuclear venom, two shots to bust, form all up in them. I shook them to send them. Millennium, abdominium form, electrical rain, storm, and durum, and soul. Monsoon shot off like harpoons, harpoons, baboons. I'ma be there soon, kabam.
Young Gotti, set it off on anybody. From the second that you spot him, we red dot him. Who shot him? I can't tell y'all who got him. But he got two wrongs, gon' make a right. Two songs, gon' make a tight. See, it's past night tonight. Tomorrow, the same script. I'm always hearing songs like that can't rip.
come equipped when we throw you a Steven. Y'all ain't with my own boys. Please believe me.
Buses are buses and G's are G. You can leave it alone. Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's my baby. She drive me crazy. Always lying, always crying. She did me shady, yeah. Still won't pay me, no. I want her knocking goals. I want her knocking goals down. Rolling with the 4 pounds. So I had to slow down. But she was in my large, no. She was in my large, no. Yeah, that's my baby. She drive me crazy. Always lying. Always crying, she did me shady, yeah. Still won't pay me, no. I want her knocking goals. I want her knocking goals down. Rolling with the 4 pounds, so I had to slow down. She was in my large, no. She was in my large, no. Chilling with the homies, what it took. They didn't even go away. Waiting for a soda trip out so I could pop like Moe. 17 in my first whip, I was selling weed so quick. Letting everything change when you come through my stairs. She don't know the bad bitch, she know the good bitch. Now she like 2 weeks, she like 2 years. Now you can't fool me, you can't fool me. I'm no clown, just like Juvie, just like Juvie. I'm locked down. She wanna take up all my time, she wanna screw up my whole damn life. But I'd rather go one more time. Fuck her and I'm back to my nod. All I know I wanna see is baby, don't get stressed that down. You just caught my kiss right now. She was less than one trying to test me. That's my baby. She drive me crazy. Always lying, always crying. She did me shady, yeah. Still won't fade me, no. I want her knocking goals. I want her knocking goals down. Rolling with the 4 pounds. So I had to slow down. But she was in my large, no. She was in my large, no. That's my baby. Drive me crazy, always lying, always crying. She did me shady, yeah. Still won't fade me, no. I want her knocking goals. I want her knocking goals down. Rolling with the 4 pounds, so I had to slow down. She was in my large, no. She was in my large, no. Looking at her, seeing my reflection. I can see her grilling, booby flexing. I can see you lying, I can flex it. Baby girl, you my big old blessing. All of them ladies that can hit that exit. I don't know why all the times you test me. Whatever you want, I'ma go invest it. They can say whatever, can't call you ugly. I know one day you gon' be on your own. I know one day you gon' know that you wrong. You wanna do what God do. So I gotta watch what God do. You always cry, so slard you. Sorry if you ever get slard you. I keep my throne, that's slard you. So call me if they wanna get slard you. Let it be gone, motorcycles. Life, you can beat it like Michael. Have you bring no more bag, that's my goal. If something happened to you, I'll go psycho. I would never turn down your love. You can always talk to me, my love. I'ma always try to make you smile. You gon' always try to be my child. That's my baby. She drive me crazy. Always lying, always crying. She did me shady, yeah. Still won't fade me, no. I want her knocking goals. I want her knocking goals down. Rolling with the 4 pounds, so I had to slow down. But she was in my large, no. She was in my large, no. That's my baby. She drive me crazy. Always lying, always crying. She did me shady, yeah. Still won't pay me, no. I want her knocking goals. I want her knocking goals down. Rolling with the 4 pounds, so I had to slow down. Drive me crazy, always lying, always crying. She did me shady, yeah. Still won't fade me, no. I want her knocking goals. I want her knocking goals down.
I don't know what's gonna happen. I just, man.
Let's get naked and turn off the lights. Make sure the party going, cause the party is right. I know you hot up in the place and you're feeling the bass. And you got sweat dripping all down your face. Get your groove on, baby girl, don't be scared. Cause we up in here to get you naked right there. While the bass is banging and your body is moving. Got me in the mood where
I wanna start gripping. Looking real good and you looking real fly, but it's like Johnny Gill's like my. You took it all, start shaking it all around. Make a nigga like me wanna stay down, but I'm a real nigga. Give me all you got. You looking good in the phone, then you're making me hot. I was in the right spot at the right time. Don't get it twisted, baby girl, what's the last time?
I wanna see what's under your skirt. Take off your bra, let me wet your t-shirt.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see what's under your dress and that tab that you got on your chest.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see if you with it or not. Take off them jeans and drop it like it's
let's
hot.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see round ass at the floor because we came to get naked for sure. Damn, it's 100 and a dub in this place. It's kinda hard to rap with all this sweat running down my face. I'm soaking wet from my feet to my hair. I'll get naked in this bitch if y'all don't turn off some air. What? This big ass house and y'all ain't got no AC? Oh, come on, homie, you got to be fucking kidding me. You got everybody in the party dripping, knowing alcohol and heat make niggas start tripping. Solution, everybody take off your shirts. Hey, ladies, I wanna see bras and skirts. Ladies, panties, D-string, best thong, what's the prize? Little women, big women, wearing draws in every size. Let's take it off and skinny dip in the pool. Since we all a little tipsy, don't be acting a fool. They took me serious, and I was just playing. The next party that I go to, I'll be saying,
let's get naked.
I wanna see what's under your skirt. Take off your bra and let me wet your t-shirt.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see what's under your dress and that hat that you got on your chest.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see if you with it or not. Take off them jeans and drop it like it's
let's
hot.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see round ass at the flow because we came to get naked for sure.
Let's get naked.
Hell yeah, that's my type of party. I love it when they take it off and get by their body and let the sweat drip all over their body. Give them a shot of that Henny, they feeling naughty. That's what I like to see when I see it, I gotta get it. Cause ain't nobody like my family real with it. Cause the parties be cracking all day. And the parties be cracking all night, that's right. Goddamn man, it's hotter than a motherfucker. With all his money, yeah, he got me going crazy, homie. Homie, baby, shake it for nine, now. Don't be shy, baby, go drop it down, down. To the floor, you should already know what I like to see when I wanna see it, so let's go. Ain't no time to be wasting, straight acting a fool. Let's all hop in the pool, but first,
let's get naked.
I wanna see what's under your skirt. Take off your bra and let me wet your t-shirt.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see what's under your dress and that tab that you got on your chest.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see if you with it or not. Take off them jeans and drop it like it's
let's
hot.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see round ass at the flow because we came to get naked for sure.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see what's under your skirt. Take off your bra and let me wet your t-shirt.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see what's under your dress and that tab that you got on your chest.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see if you with it or not. Take off them jeans and drop it like it's
let's
hot.
Let's get naked.
I wanna see round ass at the flow because we came to get naked for sure.
Let's get naked. Let's get naked. Let's get naked. Let's get naked.
Shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Hip hop.
Turn the Lamborghini
Mercy. For hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I hear 'em.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is La Homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio.
Let's get 'em.
Let's get naked. 2West Radio. Friday, yeah. Give us a call. 323-642-5097. Y'all only got about 10 more minutes to call. Y'all want to jump into these after-hour things that we do. You know what I'm saying? Let's get naked. That's all. Rest in peace to my boy Petey Weeks. He was the first dude that was rapping on the song. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to him, man. And we back up in here, Mr. Everywhere. DJ Hell, Julius. This motherfucker right here. Jojo Loco. 2West. And, Huda Ali, Joe 24, TV, huh? Ooh, shit.
I thought y'all were here.
Right there from the freeze. This work. I go to work like an architect. I ain't mad. Get your money, nigga.
Y'all know there's so much shit going on that I didn't even know the Grammys happened.
Yeah. You know, that shit don't excite me no more. I used to love watching that shit. To be like, bleh.
I don't get you
stuck on. You say what? Yeah, I don't know. That's it. I used to like watching those award shows. That's it. I want to be the motherfucker standing on the stage. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm. This is boring.
Motherfuckers
anyway,
call me. They call me on the stage. I'm just going to drop my pants and be like, fuck y'all.
Hell yeah.
I'm just saying because it'll be, I have to make some kind of statement for all the people who don't, who didn't believe, who don't believe. I'm up here standing up on this bitch now. Dumbass. That's what I'm talking about. Nah, I don't know. I have to be nice because my mama gonna be watching. You know what I'm saying? That'll be another slap. If she in the audience, she run up there and slap me while my pants is down.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all see Kid Crack Mama come up there and slap him for putting his pants down?
They gonna let her right up there too.
Hell yeah. Boy, what you doing, smack? They won't even ban her from the motherfucker no more. They'll make sure she got free tickets for life.
Yeah, yeah. She'll probably be on the stage crew.
You heard me? Hey, cause you know what? I don't know if y'all ever seen that one, it was a boxing match. And the boxer was getting his ass whooped like a motherfucker. And the mama jumped in the ring and started beating the shit out of the motherfucker who was beating up her boy.
I mean, you know, they say the feeling don't go away.
That nigga, he's a fucking boxer. He was in there boxing, and dude was whooping his ass. His mama got in the ring, and I think she had a goddamn shoe and started beating the hell out of the nigga who was beating her boy.
Yeah,
that nigga
was
so embarrassed. Huh?
He had a purse.
Oh, yeah, he had a purse.
Yeah.
That's the most embarrassing shit ever.
She done gave him a church house beating. Cause her son was losing.
She got in there with a person, whooped that motherfucker dude who was whooping her son ass.
And he got home, probably whooped her son.
Whoop that sound pan. Boy, I taught you how to fight better than this.
Yeah, that shit is fucked up. I'll be embarrassed. I think dude was so embarrassed. He was like, mama.
You can purchase the firearm.
Mama. Come on.
Thank you for shopping with Dollar Tree.
This is boxing.
Julia, is Julia still in here? Is she on in Vegas still?
Oh, I'm back at home.
Oh, wow. I thought you were still in Vegas. I was waiting on a phone call back from Def Jam. I told them that you was, I said, I know artists is in Vegas right now, and they're doing the open night deal right now. They get the bags of ice when I was had this click over a minute ago. Getting ready to do an open mic tonight. And I thought you was out there. Let me text her back and tell her.
Them to hold down for two days. She'll be out there.
Let me text her back. Hold on.
She'll be back in a couple of days. Shit.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I probably have some real great news tomorrow. I'll let everybody know.
Yeah, I got some pretty good news too, but I want to make sure everything is going to go right before I even say anything. Ah.
And it's going to be good news for you too, Scrat. That's a good deal.
Oh, shit, I love good news. Especially
it's
going to
be good news
goddamn
for everybody. I'm just being honest right now. I'm just waiting. She said she'll call me back after the event. She's from Def Jam. They're doing a deal out there in Vegas right now as we speak. So she said she'll call me back after they get done doing what they got to do.
Mm-hmm. Betty, what up?
No.
What's going on, man? Oh, shit. Self takes a bad break. That's all. Hey, Julia. Julia.
Yeah, what's up with it?
I'm
sorry. I'm selling the 300 tomorrow.
Don't sell it then.
Yeah, they came and got me a down payment. So they were like, I see it sitting over there. It looks so good. They're like, mm-hmm.
Got
so,
me fight somebody.
Ah, they coming down a dozen now. But you would have loved this one. This one, I had to send you the pictures before it go. But I was like, I hate to see the baby go. That used to be would y'all pull up to do a show call?
Hold on.
Everybody be like,
did you give him a deal on it?
Nah, kind of. I gave him a kind of deal because they got to get the tag. The tag was outdated, so. But I was like, that's the motherfucker when you pull up to do, when you're doing the show, motherfucker be like, that motherfucker's fat. Especially when you banging your shit loud in a motherfucker when you're pulling up in the parking lot.
Yeah, you supposed to send me a picture of it.
Yeah, I
sent
you a picture of it. Yeah.
Let's play a game.
Goddamn baby gotta go. Baby hell, I need money anyway. I'm financially embarrassed.
Financially embarrassed.
Did you say financially embarrassed?
Yep.
I'm financially embarrassed. That's fucked up.
Yeah. Anyway, y'all, we got about 42 seconds left for the True West Friday. Thank y'all for listening. If y'all can get y'all fingers to work fast enough, after hours is getting ready to start, 323-642-1597, Friday. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to everybody else for tuning in. All the folks that's on right now, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go into after hours, and y'all motherfuckers going to miss out on the super fun. You know what I'm saying? So give us a call. Well, you can't give us a call because it's too goddamn late. True West Friday, and we are out this block. We'll see you on Monday.
True West.
That was a quick ass 2 hours. God damn.
That shit was like, what the fuck?
That was a quick ass 2 hours.
Yeah,
I'm finna leave out to come to Def Jam. Nobody else.
Ride out, baby, ride out.
Yeah, my one of the things my son there did for Def Jam a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they got another one going on tonight.
Yeah, but this nigga had to sell tickets.
No, it's just open mic. Not sell tickets. She just said she just come out to meet and she had a big old meeting about the roster, who they're about to sign and stuff like that. And she was just telling me, you know, give me a rundown. And she like, we got open mic night for the artists out there that's in Vegas right now. And she said, I got an artist out there. Let me call her, make sure where she located. And then I know I was on the show with y'all, so that's why I was trying to ask Julia. I was going to send her all the coordinates and stuff like that. But,
When
is it open?
Coordinates.
Huh?
When is it
open?
I heard the red phone number, so she's a mover and shaker over there with Def Jam. So she was just like, yeah, she was like, because I was consoling her. Her daughter got killed. Her daughter's boyfriend came, and then the police came and left, and then they come back, and he came right back and killed her daughter just like that, shot and killed her. So she went through all that. I was, you know, consoling her and stuff like that. So she's like, well, I remember you reached out to me last year, and I was going through all that. So, you know, she's back on track. So I was like, yeah.
What happened
at? What
part of the country?
That happened in Las Vegas last year.
Oh. That nigga said, I'll just send you the coordinates,
baby. Yeah, you got to have the coordinates.
They got to have the coordinates.
5,200
latitude.
Damn right, 0500. Yeah, you got to make a move with 0500.
Have a
Bravo
Delta.
For real.
20.
Yeah,
I know your wife
gonna be like, y'all get out of here. Y'all too loud. Oh, shit. Well, I know my studio it ain't by the house. So you gotta walk across the driveway to get to the studio. But I do be loud in this motherfucker sometimes. If I'm making a banging beat, she be like, I can hear that shit all the way from the fucking bedroom. I'll be like, oh, my bad. Sometimes I'll be in this motherfucker, and I'll be, especially if I have a few beers, I'll be in this motherfucker going wild. All by my damn self.
Yeah, I've been going wild. I'm trying to find all my old records. My mom says she don't know if she done gave them away or what. I just got a box with a few of them, and I'm like, man, where's all my records, man? Boy, I was in tears. I'm like, oh,
man,
hell
you
no.
Go, man. You been in a hole, man. Where you think your record's at?
Yeah, I know, but damn. You can't replace those, man. That March on Washington album, man, I found one of my Richard Pryors. I can't find my Live from Sunset Strip. My March on Washington, Martin Luther King album, all them, man, you can't get them nowhere.
I still got a gang of them, but shit. I gotta get my 12.
Your last girl gave it to her new DJ and Hope.
Yeah, she did. Hell, you go to the cemetery and take about 2 steps on this side of the fence, and you probably gonna find her buried without no headstone.
psycho ass love.
Yeah, you gotta take two goddamn Bigfoot steps. Just take two steps and look at that little patch of grass that ain't really green. It's brown. That's where she lay.
Hey, but that don't mean that nigga ain't rocking the show with your record, though.
He might rock the show with his record, but he ain't gonna be able to rock her tonight for old time's sake. I bet you that.
Rock me tonight for old time's sake.
Yeah. Only thing he gonna be able to sing is she used to be my girl. Well, that's all he gonna be able to sing.
Used to be my girl.
For all the true West half hour audience, all the ladies, pay attention. Listen good now. Do not mess with everywhere records.
You're damn right. You play with my record, you play with my emotion. It's principality to this.
Wait a minute. That sound like my goddamn record, nigga. You playing my record? Mm-hmm. That motherfucker just decide, nigga. Everybody got the same record, but that one sound like yours. Nigga, I know it's a little scratch
yeah.
Right there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that's my record. I got my BPMs on there, wrote down in goddamn red magic marker.
You know what I mean? You know I know my record because I got the repeat marks on it. So I always put a black line. So if I got a song that I'm doing, I won't have to have headphones on if I'm like, you know, doing some old crazy DJ battle shit. So I got these black lines that go all the way through. So I know where to start the record, stop the record, start the record, stop the record.
Bill Buddha mess around, got the records on accident. He didn't turn into a DJ. It's after our time.
DJ Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV.
Yeah.
Hey, he turned. Fetty got my 45. He using them as a frisbee.
Well, yeah. Man. Your
chick. She had she been running around the bag. She said you hit the wrong chick. She brought me the record. I'm out here trying to blind DJ.
Hell yeah, nigga. We gonna call you Vision, nigga. DJ Vision.
You know what I'm talking about? These everywhere records.
Gold Mine Entertainment got the bootleg Gold Mine stamp on there.
Bill for the
that was Confetti doing. Confetti got a Gold Mine record label. He got the little stickers. He putting them on all the albums. Talking about, yeah, Marvin Gaye was signed to my label. Then before that, man, I had the Temptation. And before that, man, Isaac Hayes, he came and recorded right here in my living room.
Nigga, I remember when Chuck Berry was on my label, nigga.
Shit, where you think Elvis learned how to dance at? He come over here, my sister and them was throwing a house party, and Elvis was looking in the window.
Nigga, you know I was a Black Beetle, nigga.
I'm like, damn, son, how are you?
Dress like 85.
Hey, you know my son be saying stupid shit like that all the time. That motherfucker, nigga, some Michael Jackson shit back when that nigga was young. He said, man. Dad, you know I was there, right? I'm like, if you don't get your motherfucking ass out of here.
I used to tell him, I say, man, you digging in your Uncle Whiskey cabinet when you're listening to that music.
What? What the hell going on? Nigga, we in after hours, but you can still get put in time out around this motherfucker.
Somebody doing a TikTok.
Hey, confetti.
Yeah.
You gotta go get your 8 tracks off layaway. You put them on layaway back in 79. That was
because they were
paying a penny a week like that. Remember how they had a CD club? You can get 12 CDs for a penny. Confetti was buying them goddamn 8 tracks, get 12 for a penny.
He got 12 in his name and 12 in his dog's name.
Can put him on layaway.
You know, that would happen to your DJ career. Stop getting new records.
He done put him on layaway. They done told him he got to get him before Christmas. With interest.
That would happen to your DJ career. You couldn't ever upgrade your record, so you going to the camera to record.
It's 2022. He going to get him off a layaway. He ain't even got nothing to play him on now.
Hey, you had no reason to quit DJ.
I know them hoes and bits of does. They probably don't even work anymore.
He walking around with an 8-track Walkman. Confetti got an 8-track Walkman.
We had to have a big ass car battery to run that motherfucker. So you gotta have that shit on the strap.
Dude, that way it well with my mom. Where my 8-track at, mom?
Hey, look.
That way you left.
Hey,
but
hey, Confetti trying to screw and chop. He trying to screw and chop with an 8-track.
And they got two 8-tracks in the mixer, niggas.
Trying to screw and chop.
That's fucked up. Hey, all that shit make good for a comedy like a motherfucker though.
Yeah, I told you. I knew Confetti was gonna come in on us tonight, Scratch, so we had to get on top of him. You gotta get on top of him as soon as you come through the door.
Yeah, because if that nigga Rev Ali was on here, it'd have been all bad.
As soon as
both of them niggas get on there, they jump right on me.
Hey, you gotta turn Confetti into Will Smith as soon as he come through the door.
Oh damn, oh damn.
Yeah, motherfucker, on me, boy. That nigga Rev Ali was on this motherfucker. Them motherfuckers, they'd have jumped on me already. Then I get that nigga Rev, get him.
Hey,
I was waiting to see where
I was, man. Hey, you know where all my albums went? Confetti came and stayed the night one time. He come into town on the 18 wheel and came to stay over there, and he used my album as a dustpan.
Hey, that's what it was, nigga. That's what used to go down, though. Motherfucker be switching up and shit, nigga. Go and get that album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He thought it was me. I was in chicks that was stealing them records. You wouldn't pay.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, you were the getaway driver, Confetti.
Hey, them chicks out there trying to pawn your records. They talking about they was imposters.
You think Confetti was a getaway driver?
Y'all wasn't going nowhere.
Yeah, he was that's right. That's how she got caught.
Nigga can't find out where to put the key in that motherfucker.
Hey, but the records was worth something. We could have paid somebody to get away.
Then he took my record. Hey, he done took my record, put some spray paint on it, talking about he got gold plaques on the wall.
You know I'm platinum, right?
He got silver paint, but I ain't gold platinum. I went silver, man. I had 10 people buy it. Went silver.
God damn.
That's because I didn't have a label pushing me right.
Nigga, they painted them great. They was great. You went lead, nigga.
Hey, he didn't go diamond. He went cubic zirconia. He sold 10 copies.
That nigga had women stacking up on his double. Boy, look at
him. That nigga said cubic zirconia.
He's stacking up.
You know, diamond is 10 million. Cubic zirconia is 10 copies.
Yeah, I've been over here fasting, tired. Oh, we've been stacking up, boy.
Okay, fasting.
It's
fasting is when you got new food and don't eat, nigga. Not when you ain't got no food to eat.
Oh, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that. Yeah.
Go down to the food bank, nigga. Better go and get you some other fucking canned goods, nigga.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm waiting on these goddamn good news, man. Oh, man, these motherfuckers. I just don't be... It's like... It's almost like when I always be telling motherfuckers, I ain't believe it. I be over there. I don't believe it till motherfuckers show up. So these motherfuckers is always giving a nigga like a good ass, get a nigga hype type of shit. I'm over that shit. Motherfucker give me hyped on some shit and then next thing you know, shit don't fall through.
Mr. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Remember how we was talking about my car, right?
Yeah.
Why? It was the CB joint. That motherfucker been broke since I bought the car, the man said.
Wow, he seen all that gunk off in there or something?
No, it snapped.
Oh, wow.
About the axle?
Yeah, but
wow.
I've been going to this motherfucker. I've been trying to find out what was wrong with my car for a minute. Nobody can tell me.
Now you gotta get that replaced and then get a whole new front end alignment again.
Well, the front, I just got it replaced yesterday, and the guy, I got the free alignment anyway, so I'm gonna just take it tomorrow and get my alignment
out. Okay, you good then?
I'm thinking, should I change the other side too? If I do that.
Yeah, that's good right there. The hell, you shit, boy. Them front end alignments is crazy, boy. You don't have everything underneath that damn axle and stuff fixed. You go get the front end alignment. You look up 6 months later, your tires ate all up again. You be looking crazy as hell. So I got the alignment, but they say, well, we didn't tell you that this was wrong and that was wrong. They normally tell you before they do it. They check all that.
Mm-hmm. The guy that I went to at first, he's been a little fucking...
Yeah, you should have confetti would have fixed it. Confetti would have fixed it. Confetti used to watch MacGyver when he was growing up. He's going to fix it with a damn paper clip and a bubble gum wrapper.
Yeah, I would have tried this shit. Money was funny. Yeah, I'd have fixed it. And I know damn well I ain't fixing no shit in a minute.
Hey, nigga, don't get it twisted, man. One of my cousins, that nigga looks blind, but that nigga will fix your goddamn car, nigga. That motherfucker put his goddamn eye right up to the goddamn part. That nigga be holding the screws all close to his face. But he'll fix your shit. And the nigga DJ, and he take pictures. But he legally blind.
First of all, how he taking pictures?
Okay.
But see, he like, you know what I'm saying? He's legally blind, but he can still see a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like my left eye.
Legally blind don't mean that your motherfucking ass is blacked out, nigga.
Well, you know what I mean? So he got like 80%.
He can see a little bit. But nigga, if you nigga, yeah, you start going below 2020, nigga, you legally blind.
I don't know, man. It gotta be like 2,200, 2,300.
Yeah.
Some shit like that.
That nigga ain't blacked out, nigga. That nigga ain't like nigga on some Ray Charles shit.
Nah, he's blacked out. You ain't gotta be blacked out to see shadows but can't read.
Mm-hmm.
Can't make nothing out. I mean, I ain't blacked out with, but I can see like shadows. I can't make nothing out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that nigga,
your ass blind, like they say, but if your ass blind, you blind. They treat it all the same. You know what I'm saying? Once you nigga blind. Yeah, some people can see though.
Mm-hmm.
I was legally blind when I was driving. I was legally blind in 20. What the doctor said in 2017, and then in December, like two days before 2018, I was legally blind. I shouldn't have been driving, but I could see.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, but when my ass in April 2018, I was to the point where I couldn't. You know, when I stopped. I couldn't see what it was. It was unsafe.
And hey, Julia. Julia.
What's up with it?
That nigga Confetti was saying, damn, I wish I'd have known. He just got on the plane with you.
Uh-huh.
You'll be in personal security.
I don't know how to react from that.
She about to get on a plane, huh? You about to get on a plane?
And she ain't never been on a plane.
Oh, yeah, this probably about to be her first flight going to be the worst flight. Probably going to hit by 100 out of pocket.
I'm going to tell you, I don't like flights. I don't like heights for shit. And I got on that plane from New York to come back to Cali because I didn't want to drive back and forth because I've been doing it. Nigga, when that plane got to popping, nigga, I was ready to get the fuck off.
Yeah, how? Like you gonna say, pull over and let me off this motherfucker.
Man, I know one flight I was on, man, that plane was dropping. That plane was dropping like it was about to fall out of the sky. We were flying, and go, it get to drop like, bam. And we start back flying, then it don't get dropped. You look like, Lord. You know, I done flew about 500 flights, but that was like one of the worst ones.
Oh, it's always some bad ones. I've been on a gang of flights, too, but that shit don't bother me, like I said. And I'm telling Julie, I say, I drink before I get to the airport. I drink when I get to the airport. I drink on the plane, and I snore down the damn plane. I go to sleep like a motherfucker. If this bitch falls, I'm going to sleep like a motherfucker. Huh?
Does she drink? She may not drink.
Yeah, I drink
water. We got a little wine.
Hey, what you gonna do with the plane start dropping?
What?
What the planes get it dropping? Like, you know, it actually be dropping like it's falling out of the sky.
I mean, I can't do nothing about that. We born to die. So what you want me to do? You want me to cry? That what you want me to do?
Hey, tell you what, you gonna feel like you gonna want to cry. That plane get to hit in the mad pocket and get to dropping. That shit nasty.
When my father passed, my auntie never been on the plane. She cried all the way to Atlanta, and she cried all the way back home.
Are you serious? Hey, one thing about on that plane, that joke getting to hit in the mad pocket and get to dropping, you know it. Most likely, he's like, this is it.
Nigga be seeming like the whole goddamn wings gonna fall off that bitch sometime.
Right.
That's just it.
You be on that. I'm about to die with everybody. We all about to go together. You ain't about to go alone though. You got a whole plane full of people you don't know. Think about that.
Nah, it's gonna be all good. Like I said, I told her that most people die in car crashes than they do on airplanes.
Man, I used to fly. Man, I asked the pilot. I say, so how many planes go down a year? Oh, not that many. I went Google that shit. About 155. Shit, that's enough. You, man, Google it. They'll tell you, man, about 155 planes go down a year. Go look it up.
Y'all trying to act like I ain't never said fuck another plane ticket. That shit just going to be paid and just say fuck it. I just get in a car and just drive.
Because you know what? I don't give a shit. If a motherfucker say, well, I'm getting ready to go to Florida, I ain't driving. I'm getting on a motherfucking plane. I don't give a shit.
Hey, I'm going to make your ass get on the bus. I'll catch an Uber to Vegas.
I ain't getting on no more fucking buses unless it's a tour bus.
Hey, you listen to Fetty, you're going to get on damn Uber. See, but I'm going to get on a goddamn plane.
I'll pay a little $35, $50.
One thing about a plane, anywhere over land, they can pretty much fly with one engine. And you ain't like you over water, you know what I'm saying? So they can fly the goddamn plane on one engine.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, you good.
If they say tour bus, maybe. If they say Greyhound, hell no. I ain't never getting on another Greyhound in my fucking life. Not unless it's life or death.
Did y'all see that window that just blew out on that plane the other day?
Huh?
That what?
That window blew out on that plane the other day. So the windshield shattered. They had to make an emergency lander down in Denver Airport.
Hell no.
They leaving out of Salt Lake City, I think, and that damn plane, I don't know if a bird or something hit the damn window. It may have shattered the window. They had to make an emergency landing in Denver.
Mm-hmm. Well, the motherfuckers got,
you know what I'm
that,
saying?
You
pretty much good, ain't it? In the U.S., I'm pretty much good, unless you got a bad, something real bad. Most likely, you're going to be good.
Yeah, see, I mean, like I said, it ain't nothing to be scared of. It's just, when your first time flying and you don't know how shit is go, how it go when you fly, it could be a little scary. You know what I mean? I know how it is, man. I've been on so many damn airplanes. It's crazy.
Hey, you know one
but
thing
when
about
you get on that
it,
first
you,
time and you hit that turbulence that first time, it's gonna be like, whoa,
going
shit.
Up. You gonna hit a little turbulence. You gonna hit it. You jump in the air. You start hitting a little turbulence when it's going, hitting the clouds, and then when you get up, it pretty much smoothed out. And sometimes, depending on the weather, you might hit it. You know, you're going through the clouds, it'll get a little rough, but it's, like you're saying, you smoothed out, and then you might have a good flight, and then when you get it, come back through the clouds down, it roughing out, and then it's smoothed out once you get out in the clouds. You come out in the clouds and get ready to land, unless the weather bad. Otherwise, man, nah, you be good. That's a good flight, though. But a bad flight, it's on, baby. It's on.
Man,
but you get more good flight than bad flight.
Right.
You get more good flight than bad flights.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My
bad. Yeah, Julie's over there quiet. She's like, she don't want to get on that plane now. Nah.
Oh, shit, you don't get on that plane. We got work to do. Did you find a spot out here or no?
Oh, no, not yet. It ain't going to be hard to find a spot, though.
Yeah, shit.
Is she still out in Vegas?
No, she going to come out
here.
No,
I'm going to stay in Cali this time.
Oh, stay. Oh, okay. You talking about move out
the
state.
No.
No, you go to, Travelodge. You go to any of them. They got Travelodge is tight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, gonna be.
Travelodge,
yeah, probably out there
tight.
Down south, Travelodge. You don't want to go to Travelodge. That's the goddamn meth hotel down south.
Oh, yeah. Nah, you motherfucker. The Travelodge, nigga, when Scotty come out here, that's where that nigga stay all the time. If he don't stay here in the studio, then they go right to the Travelodge.
Yeah. I like Hampton Inns. I'd be at La Quinta Inns or Hampton Inns. That's my spot. You got
yeah,
you
know,
Hampton
around
you
the corner.
You know you be at the Road Coach Inn.
Oh shit, no, yeah. I don't. You better ask Buddha about me when I pull up. That's why Buddha love going with me. He gonna say shit, boy, jacuzzi suite. Shit, I don't play. I tell him shit, man. Y'all got a jacuzzi? No, we ain't got no. Never mind. Hang the phone up. Y'all got a jacuzzi? Yeah, we got the whirlpool tub. Okay, I'm on my way.
Nah, the travel lodge up here, them motherfuckers be good. And then they got the Hampton too. The Hampton is like right by the. They got the outlets because she wanna get some clothes, nigga. We got the whole little outlets right there.
Take it to L.A. to the garment district. Then she want a whole bunch of gear. Go down to the garment district in L.A.
Well, we have to go all the way to L.A. for that one. I mean, she get a free day. We probably go and I probably take her to Hollywood and all that old shit. You know what I'm saying? Just so she can see something. God damn it! If I was from Louisiana and never been to Vegas, I'd be trying to be out at least one or two days.
That's true. I'm telling you.
Now, you come into Cali, I got to go out at least one or two days.
And then you got that little outlet ball on the south side of the, with the strip.
These motherfucking outlets are way different about here. Them motherfuckers are cheap as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, depending on how where to go, we gonna roll out. I'm gonna take it down to L.A. Probably roll down to Snoop's or something like that.
Look, big dog. Go ahead, big dog.
Yeah, he ain't in Claremont no more.
Nah, that motherfucker. He got a compound over there by the LAX.
Oh hell.
Yeah, so all that should be like right there, man. Motherfucker Hollywood,
Seth's like, you in Vegas, you need to get out and go do something. I'm like, man, that's not what I'm here for.
Julian,
you got a casino in your hotel. Go down there and gamble. I'm like, man, I don't gamble.
Yeah, man, I was so happy, man. When I first went out there, I was driving over that damn, I'm like, damn. Then you see the lights, you thinking, damn, man, Vegas, you thinking, damn, I'll be there in about 10 minutes. You steady driving, you see all the lights, you still ain't there. You're like, damn, when am I going to get there? Because I drove from Arkansas all the way there. So I'm like, when am I going to get there, man, so I can sleep 19 hours, boy. I'm like, damn, as soon as I got that bitch. Cause like, hey man, you wanna go on a strip? No, man, I wanna go in here and lay down. He's like, man, I got some food and I don't want no food. I wanna lay down and I eat that food for breakfast. That shit, I went and laid to sleep. Shit, got up that next morning, hit that strip. I was like, damn, these motherfuckers out here, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, a million people on the street.
Yeah, well, that
night
the motherfuckers.
I was like, shit, this is it.
motherfuckers be up all night.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the daylight really hit, then they go to sleep. Then the motherfuckers wake up at night. Then they back on it again.
And wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, got a dream. They gonna hit and get up there and go to that hotel. Then they run over to that pawn shop on a pawn stores that whatever the name of that show they had. Go pawn all their shit, boats and all that shit up there, and then come right back to the casino.
Nigga, we did a video in that motherfucker.
Oh, at the pawn shop?
Yup.
Oh, yeah.
When we did, with my, me and my country singer, and my son, we was doing a video at Vegas. And we went in that motherfucker, shot a video inside of the pawn store.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up right there.
Yeah, we shot a video right in that goddamn, that place where they be doing the damn TV show at. Yeah, because what we did was he had like an old-ass fiddle, right? That he was like, I ain't going to sell my fiddle, but I'm gonna see what they going to say, you know, if they want to buy it and shit. He wasn't going to sell it, but he just wanted to see if the motherfuckers, because when you go in there and you got some good shit, then them motherfuckers will come out, the people to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you got some good shit, they'll come out. Other than that, it'd just be some regular motherfuckers in there, and everybody just being there just looking around and shit like that. And then they know it's the show. But if you got some hell of a shit, they'll kick a lot of motherfuckers out the store, and then they come out the back. Nigga with the cameras and all that shit. Yep, I have to show y'all the video. That shit is tight. Trey did a video inside a pawn store. Huh?
They closed my hotel down at the one right there by the Stratosphere. Had the roller coaster ride inside of it.
That's the Stratosphere. Yeah. It's right.
No, the Stratosphere had their deal to go up in the air.
They had a roller coaster on that motherfucker, too.
Was it the Stratosphere?
The Stratosphere got the roller coaster, and they got that thing to go up real high and shit.
Yeah, that's it right there by the Stratosphere, though. You know, you got that little souvenir store. But right across the street from the Stratosphere is got the damn name of that hotel I stayed, because I stayed there one day. Them stayed at Best Western at McCarran Airport.
They, because across the street from there, I think they got a water park right there now.
So they had that hotel, and you remember the roller coaster ride used to go inside the hotel and then around the outside of it. Right there, Stratosphere, right at the end of the strip, right there, right across the street on the... Going to the Stratosphere, it'll be on your right hand side. The left hand side, you got the souvenir shop right there before the Stratosphere. You got the souvenir, the big ass souvenir shop, but right across the street had the roller coaster.
Yeah, I don't know what that. I forgot the name of that motherfucker. I remember, nigga, when we was out there when we went to the pawn store. Me and my son and my country singer, nigga. We was at IHOP, because IHOP is right a couple of motherfucking doors down from the Stratosphere.
Yeah, IHOP and then McDonald's and then IHOP right there.
Yeah, and IHOP. We was going to the IHOP. Nigga, and I looked up and saw this motherfucker jumped off the fucking building, bro. Oh, that fucked me up, bro. I was like, cuz, this nigga just jumped off the building. He's falling. It's the fucking bungee. They got the bungee shit up in the Stratosphere.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like this nigga just jumped off the building. I couldn't see the cords or nothing, my nigga. I just seen the motherfucker just take a leap off the fucking top of the building.
You should have seen the guy that jumped off the Memphis Interstate the other day. 2 days ago. He's up way up on that damn interstate, up on that bridge. The motherfucker just stood there and just jumped off. Head first.
Memphis?
Dived off the motherfucking interstate.
For real, he like kissed his fingers and put his fingers up to the sky and was like, all right.
Hell no.
He was at Memphis.
Hold on, y'all.
Interstate 40. He dived off like he was on a high dive on the diving board.
I swear he did.
He jumped off in the water?
Further down from the pyramid, but it was on 40 right where that bridge. I don't know if you know 40 turns into 240, and you know, you got one to go towards Nashville, Tennessee. That 40 that goes that way, and he got 240. It was right in that area. He jumped off that motherfucker, the high peak part. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's the peak when you first come into Memphis.
When you leaving out, going like you're going towards Nashville, once you pass.
Oh, on the back side, on the other side. Okay. Yeah, on the east side.
You got 40 and 240.
Yeah, I know
what
you're talking about.
Once you pull up the hospital up, and you go right there, that big, tall-ass bridge, like that what he jumped, looked like he jumped off. That bitch was hiding in the motherfucker. He just and dive straight head first. I said, shit, it's over.
Did they show the shit on TV? Or is it on YouTube?
Hell yeah.
No, somebody was live.
They were filming it Facebook Live, and I seen the guy who shared it on Facebook Live, because I got a lot of friends in Memphis, so I seen him sharing it, and I was like, oh, God damn. And I just seen it. I thought about that boy on that ride, and I was so mad because they been talking about that girl to fake like she was his cousin and trying to collect money and all kind of stuff.
Right.
You ain't seen her? She was a stripper at the strip club down in Orlando and said that boy on that ride was her cousin, and he asked to borrow some money to ride the ride, and then told her that they said he was too big to ride the ride, and she said he called back and said they're going to let him ride the ride, and I told him to ride the ride for me, too, and just to hear that happened, and the boy compared said, we don't even know who this woman is. So they said she didn't. They fired her from the strip club from doing that, taking advantage of a boy that got killed, so she got fired from her strip club job, and the police looking for her.
Oh, goddamn. Hey, you get fired from the strip club?
I was just about to say that. I swear. Nigga, if you get fired from the strip club, you fucked up.
Well, you got Mr. Spackle on national TV playing like that boy that fell out that damn ride was her cousin, and she wasn't even related to him.
His mom and dad don't even know who the hell she is.
And all kind of stuff, sitting up there every day on the news crying and stuff like that. My cousin, he didn't deserve to die like this. My cousin isn't doing GoFundMe accounts and all that. She ain't even kin to him, playing like it's her cousin. So they was just like, man, you taking advantage of this man's death for fame, so we going to fire your ass for giving us a bad look.
You can't get in the wrong chin, huh? Yeah, the police said they looking for her because she got warrants. I'm like, damn, boy, she messed her own self up for five minutes of fame. She must have been at the bottom of the pole, nigga. I guess. <laughs> <laughs> Not the dish. <laughs> We like them women. You ain't see that man? Y'all ain't see the man? He's sitting in his
living room and got them two girls over there called themselves stripping, and one of them called a Charlie horse. And she laying and she got to try to roll around back on her stomach. I mean, back on her back because she on her stomach and she called a Charlie horse trying to twerk. And he up there playing them to strip in his living room. That shit was tripping me out. She couldn't even get up.
Oh, my God.
That shit was a trip. Man,
like, man, you damn well had to hide him. I got to get back up on, I got to get up on my social media game because I'm telling you, man, I just don't, I don't really be seeing shit. I just be my goddamn wife for all the goddamn time. Look at this, and it don't be funny. That ain't funny to you, no. Look at this. Oh, yeah, that's tight. That ain't funny to you, no. Get the fuck out of here.
I gotta get on my social media shit, too.
Yeah, I gotta get up on that shit. I gotta start looking at shit, man, because I don't know. I guess it'd be like, I'd be so in the, you know, doing what I'm doing that I ain't got time to be looking at shit. Sometimes people, like, if y'all send me shit, I look at it. You know what I mean? But I don't really know. I don't be on that shit like that. You know what I mean? I don't even be on it like that. But shit, I'm going to have to start looking up some shit. Looking at some shit.
And that's what them comedians, they little script writers, that's all they do. They sit there and watch what's going on in the world and then sit up there and write a script to it. That's all they do. They get paid big money to do that. And the comedian just tell the joke, but the people sit up there and write it. Comedian just sit up there and tell them. I'm like, damn, man. What y'all call that in L.A.? The comic store? Ain't that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, the comic store. And that's where they go. They sell their jokes. And go sell their jokes.
Yeah, Laugh Factory, Comedy Store. Yeah, true. But all them motherfuckers, it's just one big old, big-eyed motherfucker to be on there. He always be on the goddamn, my wife always show this nigga to me, too. Big-eyed motherfucker, he be on there. And that nigga always, he be talking, but he be showing the video. That nigga's funny as a motherfucker. I forgot that nigga name. Big old, they got some big ass eyes. But she be showing me some videos. That should be funny. The motherfuckers, they had this goddamn a funeral in Louisiana, and they had to casket, and they were dancing with the casket all up in the air and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And dropped the goddamn casket, and the body fell out the casket.
I know who you're talking about.
Did you see that woman at funeral? Huh?
And his name Shula King or something like that?
Yeah. That's him. That's him.
Did you see that one where that man, I guess the family didn't pay all the money for the funeral, so he took the body out of the casket and threw it on top of the car?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he took the body out of the casket and threw it on top of the car.
He would have been right on top of it with it.
The black guy was driving for a rich old, looked like an Arab guy, and the Arab guy went to say something. So the black guy picked him up, threw his Louis Vuitton stuff off into the damn little fountain, and where you throw coins and stuff, he threw the bags off in there first, and the man said something. The black guy picked him up and chunked his ass off in the water. And said, you find somebody else to drive your car, whatever he said. I don't play no games or something, he said. Don't play with me. I said, God, dog. He probably gets about 100, 200 racks a year.
I would have been like, hey, sir, fuck it. Fuck. Bury the car and the two bodies, sir. With all the ass in the ground.
Hey, but nigga,
I don't know
okay.
why y'all making this come up in my mind, but one time I seen a video, it come up every now and then, but I saw it when it was brand new. It was a girl, and she was cleaning up a bar at night, and she slipped on something, and she just tripped. You know how you have a long-ass trip? She tripped, until she fell into the window, and the whole window of the store just fell out.
Oh, I seen that. I know what you're talking about. I seen that before too. They got some funny
like
shit on
there. She fell, but she had such a long fall, man. That's so embarrassing. If I'm gonna fall, just fall. I hate that when it be so long.
She was all right after the glass. The glass ain't cut.
I'm
pretty sure she got cut.
Most of it.
Yep.
Because the way she went into it.
It looked like she was going sideways.
She was.
Like she was like, doop.
And she was trying to catch up damage, and she just kept tripping, like 25 feet worth of tripping.
Yep.
God damn.
Yep. Stop tripping. You know, then they got these other ones that be having me. They kind of laugh that she be showing me because it be animals doing some shit, but then it'd be niggas commentating what the animals are saying.
It was
two cats, and it was a little baby cat. Little baby cat went to the other cat and slapped the little baby cat, the little kitten. So the motherfucker was saying, oh, so you gonna just hit my goddamn child like that? You just going to hit my child like that? And little kid, he like, just all like, oh, fuck, this motherfucker just hit me. Oh, so you going to hit my child like that, right? And the cat start beating the other cat ass.
Man,
they be having a little commentary on them and shit.
Y'all got to go watch Tony Baker. He got the best one.
Who?
Tony Baker.
Okay. Like I say, I don't look at none of that shit. It'd be my goddamn wife coming in that motherfucker with that shit. Half of it be all right, half of it be bullshit. And then it pisses me off because I'm watching.
I'm into comedy, but not. It's so. The way they do comedy now is they do comedy for Asian people, they do it for black people. It's not just comedy no more, but he a black comedian, so yeah, He's funny, though, but the voiceover is just funny as hell. Like, if you ever seen one where he's talking about, look at who you came to see singing the Mighty Ducks song, that's him.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to check him out. I just don't, you know, that shit don't, I don't know why I'm into it. Sometimes it be funny, but that be up. She wait until I get deep into a program or a movie or something like that, and then she come like, look at this. I'm going, God damn it.
Oh, my gosh. I got on TikTok finally. And
huh?
I said, I got on TikTok finally, and watching the people fuck up the dances is, it's just, it's more interesting than watching them do the dance right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can tell some of them really be trying.
Yeah, I'm going to try some shit. I'm going to have to, I'm probably have to get my stupid ass dogs, because them motherfuckers be out there on some crazy shit. Motherfucker, pit bull versus chihuahua.
Them goddamn desert coyotes.
Wild. Huh?
You know, desert coyotes out there? What they got out there in the desert running loose wild?
I ain't never seen no coyote out here. I ain't seen no coyotes. I ain't seen no snakes. I ain't seen no scorpions. Knock on motherfucking wood.
What is mountain lions?
Ain't no goddamn boat. Not by boat.
What they got out there?
But there ain't no mountain lions out here. I'm just, I don't give a fuck. I just don't want to see no snake. No scorpion. I seen a vinaigrette. That was it.
That's the only wildlife they got out there. Running around.
What is a vinaigrette? All the vinaigrette I know is dressing.
Salad dressing? Hell yeah.
No, it's a fucking, it kind of looked like a scorpion, but it don't have a tail. But if it bites your motherfucking ass, or sting your ass or whatever it do, you just start tasting vinegar like a motherfucker. It really won't fuck you up like a scorpion. Huh?
What, they fly? They fly on
something? No, they on the ground. They look like scorpions without a tail.
Oh, okay. I can just step on them. All right.
Yeah, don't be going out there with no vinegar right in your pocket think you're going to be immune to it, though.
Shit. That motherfucker, if it hit you, from what I know, the motherfuckers say you start taking, you just got a vinegar taste in your mouth like a motherfucker for a long ass time, and you start feeling a little fucked up. Yeah, I don't see. That's why I'm not fucking with Texas, because when I was out there, I was seeing them. When I seen a motherfucker fly that looked like a bird, I was cool. I seen it fly so big, it looked like a tiki bird, nigga.
Yeah, damn. I had never seen them go.
They only got them horse flies out there in California with that seaweed. Be all on that seaweed, man, at that beach, man. Them horse flies sting your ass. God damn, mess your whole day up.
Mm-hmm.
Horse flies on the seaweed?
I know I was in Atlanta. I was in Atlanta. And I was at the studio.
I'd have been on.
I went outside and I was smoking and shit. And it was a fucking, looked like a little tree branch on the ground. So I'm smoking. I look around and the tree branch had moved. I'm like, well, damn, the wind ain't blowing. I ain't tripping. I'm smoking. I looked around, that motherfucker moved again. It's a fucking bug. It looked like a tree. Like a piece of a tree. Oh, hell no. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
I can't live nowhere with tornadoes and blood.
Walking stick. Ain't that what you call it, walking stick? What you call it?
I think they call it walking stick.
Walking stick, bud.
Mm-mm.
And they change green and brown. They change the color of the tree. If it's a green leaf, it'll turn green. If it's brown, just like that lizard, it'll turn brown.
I'm like, this fucking stick is moving?
And that's crazy how animals can change to the color of the properties that it's on. If it's on a brown tree bark, it's going to change brown. If it's on a green tree leaf, it changes green. It's like, how did God know to make that like that?
Because he got a sense of humor. He got a sense of humor. He's like, damn, what can I make now? Fuck it, let me make a tree. Branch move. Yeah. So it just scared motherfuckers like me. Nigga, I'm from Cali. We don't have that type of shit, my nigga. Nigga, I'm from the bricks, nigga.
They say they don't bite, but I don't fuck with them.
I ain't fucking with nothing that I don't know nothing about.
And see, y'all ain't got no lightning bugs. We got lightning bugs.
Oh, I used to catch them when I was out in Arkansas. I had the lightning bug.
Well,
I could put them in a jar and shit. I used to catch them and put them in a jar.
At nighttime, my daddy used to pull over when it was dark and turn all the lights off so we can see them lightening up when we go down there by the house that I was telling y'all about.
Yeah, we used to put them in a jar. You know what I'm saying? But shit. There's a whole lot of shit I did when I was young that I won't do now. I wouldn't even fuck with no lightning bug. Motherfucker be down and put some electricity on your ass or something.
No, the fun is still taking them frogs and putting them in that little strawberry basket and getting them balloons, them helium balloons from them McDonald's birthday parties. And you tie about four of them onto the basket and let them balloons go up with that frog in that basket. Well, you were sending me an 86, be sending them to heaven. They're going to send this frog to heaven.
And then they got the fucking June bugs. Nigga, we should get them June bugs and put a goddamn string on them. Let the motherfucker fly around like a kite.
Man, I walked out there in the garden, and I seen a stink bug. I turned right back around and came back in here.
Oh, shit. When I was in Arkansas, when I was a little nigga, I think I was about 10. Nigga, so we walked in the shit. And I seen two kind of snakes that I never seen before. It was a snake. The motherfucker, it looked like he was dead. That motherfucker, he was on his back and shit. He was all flat. I was like, damn, a dead snake? Cuz puffed up and turned over.
Mm-hmm. And we right for you, huh?
Ass and elbow.
But what you doing in Arkansas when you were 10 years old?
Huh? Nigga, my family from Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
So, nigga, then we was walking and shit. I'm with my cousin, and they had these fucking racers. Them motherfuckers that run real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
What do you call them? But they blue runners? I don't know. I forgot what they call them.
I
blue
call
racers.
Them racers. Racers.
Blue racers, whatever.
Run like a motherfucker. Ain't got no feet, but they fast as fuck. I'm like, I'm cool.
Yeah, man, I seen out there that tripped me out. It was kind of a bug, but I saw a baby frog out there, and I didn't know what it was. I was about to kill that shit or try to knock it off or something. But you know how they had the Google thing, and I Googled it. And it was a baby frog, and I was like thinking to myself, where the hell did the big frog come from? Like, how the hell did it? Yeah. I mean, I know they lay eggs and all of that, but I don't know where the hell it came from.
Frogs, they become tadpoles.
Mm-hmm. Then they get to lay eggs.
So they lay them in the water. They lay them in the water, then they grow up and they become frogs.
Goddamn, what goddamn evolution movie sweet people looking at? Laying eggs.
I was in my garden.
I was in my garden. Shit. Yeah, I'm getting hungry, man. So we done gave it an extra hour.
Man, wherever I'm at.
Somewhere eating tofu and drinking piss. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you about to pull up and give you a cup. Damn, Scrape, we just
gonna
eat together.
Mm-hmm. You got me fucked up. So if I start drinking and I get drunk and then fuck around and pee in a cup and then drink again, I'm getting re-drunk. I'm good.
Hey. You know, by the time you to get over there, everybody going to make sure you have enough everybody.
Get the fuck out of here. Chicken. Get the fuck out of here. Go on and get your shit together, nigga, so we can go on and finish what we trying to do, nigga. That's what you do. Instead of talking shit all the goddamn time.
Yeah, man.
That's how this shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn.
Get your shit together so we can go on and get your damn EPK done. You know what I'm saying? Get my cash app, and then you know what I'm saying.
EPK done yet?
Huh?
And you want $10,000 showing you ain't got your EPK done yet?
He ain't did his part.
Hey, man.
I can't do his EPK like that.
Hey,
I gotta do his part. I can't do the EBK without him doing his goddamn part.
Now, I see
hey,
why
man,
you went Cuban.
This 11 EPKs later. Chill out, man.
Get
out
of here. get your shit for your EBK together so we go.
You ain't dropped a one single since the last 10. What you got to do? Update your resume?
Oh, goddamn. Hey,
wow.
Hey, goddamn DJ. The DJ telling shit. Yeah.
You ain't did nothing but update.
Hey,
all you
I'm
gotta
still,
do is
hey,
update Wayne Wong
hey,
number.
Check it out. But I'm still driving and you ain't DJing. Goddamn.
Because you took that nigga records.
Goddamn.
Hell, because you rapping on my records.
I'm about to tell him to get a plane ticket to Vegas.
Yeah, you the getaway driver. You just never made out the driveway.
God damn it, Julia. That's what we got to do. Depending on how many days you stay out here, we got to make you an EPK.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
most
definitely do that.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't decided how many days I'm staying.
Huh?
I'm not like in a rush to get back. I haven't decided how many I'm staying yet.
Well, we can make you an EPK while you out here.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Do I need to bring my studio? Do I need to bring like my barn or anything?
I mean, if you got like any kind of video of you or whatever, pictures, you know, and all that stuff like that, then I got the camera. We just have to shoot it and all that stuff.
Okay.
Everybody need an EPK.
Yeah. She knows what the EPK. I think I explained that, but that's most important because you send yourself to a radio station and a promoter wants to find out who you are, they can say, well, here's the contact information. Here's the social media. Here's the music. Here's everything you need. To get in contact with you. Because most time they call a radio station, they're trying to find out who the hell they just played on the radio. If they don't know who the hell you are, and it's like, oh, that was Julia. They're like, Julia who? I don't know. It's Julia. So now everybody online looking up Julia. You know, with your damn EPK, they can do an email blast over there, and whoever the promoter is, he can have the EPK, like, I want to book you, and he's got your photo to use on the flyer. That's what all that's about. And then he can give your phone to the DJ to play it a month or two before you hit the club. So now when you get there, everybody knows who the hell you are, and then they singing word for word to your song.
It's stands for electronic press kit. So it's almost like it's like it's almost like a video motherfucking business card. Or a business flyer or something, but
yeah,
they get to see who you
flyer.
Are and all of that stuff.
That's why I use that Banzooka website with the kids group, because with that Banzooka allows you to upload your EPK, your photos, your videos, your social media links. You can link all that stuff in, and then you can get QR codes and link your QR code straight to that website and sell your merchandise, downloads, T-shirts, hats, bumper stickers, whatever you want to, and all money goes to you. You ain't cutting a check with nobody but yourself. And
yeah,
that's just
When you get the QR code, it got all your shit on there. So all your social media sites, everything. Because I'm going to make a T-shirt and just put a big-ass QR code on the front of that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. That's all you got to do. Don't take but 5 seconds to make a QR code. I make them all the time.
You go to the site, and then you just put all your goddamn websites in there and all your shit, and then you put generate, and it gives you the QR code.
There you have it. That's simple. And that's the good part about it, see, you ain't got to press up a whole bunch of CDs. You can get 5,000 postcards, put them at the gas station and the hair shops. They hit it with your phone. They can download your song for 99 cents. Just like they bought the CD. You see?
If you got those Spotify's and all of that old shit.
And
you put all that shit in it be on your QR code. So when the motherfuckers hit the QR code, they ain't got to write down all your information.
Mm-hmm.
The motherfuckers just hit the QR code and be like, bam. Oh, shit.
And that's just self-contained marketing. And like I say now, it's cheaper to get 5,000 postcard flyers made up than it is 5,000 CDs. And you're going to get the same results.
Mm-hmm.
But then all you got to do is have them bring the traffic from the QR code to your website, and then they can download your song, EP, 99 cents a song, or $5 for the EP or whatever, boom, right off your website. So now they got it, because most people going to play it through their Bluetooth anyway. So it's like, why try to say, I mean, CDs are still good for people who might want a physical copy, but hell, you can, for less money, you can get the same results and more customers.
Mm.
Just off a postcard.
Well, look,
flyer.
You know what? We go on CDs, we go on thumb drives, and we go on download.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I found that one spot where I could get, you could just get the motherfucking thumb drive, and they got your information on the side of the thumb drive. You just throw the motherfucker
up
in
there. That's the one I sent to you that time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what I want to do as far as, you know, what we do is like packaging. I'm going to have a CD, a thumb drive in that motherfucker. And then depending on who it is, I'm going to have like, you know, when motherfuckers probably, if they call the show, fuck around and give them do some trivia, and if they can get the shit right, we get them free download cards.
Mm-hmm. But another deal I tell a lot of people to do is you're doing a show, and you say, all right, the first so many people to buy tickets, first 50 people to buy tickets get a download bracelet. So that's their way of getting in. They got their bracelet on. They come with the bracelet. They got your whatever your project name is on the bracelet, and they got your CD on, you know, all your music right there on that bracelet. So they come to the show. Right. You were the first 50 people, so you got your deal right there, your bracelet. So you go home, you can play my music with your little thumb drive bracelet.
Yeah, because you've got to have something when you do shows. I always tell people, you got to have something for people to remember you by.
Because
I know if I'm going to do a show, most of the time what I used to do was I'll make some T-shirts and give away some T-shirts.
Right.
And then I go and get the flyers. So I got flyers because if it's like 10 people in the show and if I go four, they'll probably forget who the fuck I am. Because none of these other motherfuckers really ain't got nothing to get at nobody.
Yeah, you always gotta be like that.
That nigga scratch was tight. Yeah, this is, I got that nigga card. I got this nigga fly.
Yeah.
I got that nigga t-shirt.
And then you give shirts away, hats away, and then you got a man over at the booth that's selling the shirts and hats. So when you get off stage, you go autograph shirts, hats, posters, all that, and you sell more merchandise than you can, then you make off the show. You might get $1,000 for the show, but sell $2,500 worth of merchandise and walk away $3,500 richer. But if
right.
you just show up at the show with a microphone, you just done made $1,000 and you could have made $3,500. So who's the fool and who's the dummy? It's all about
yep.
building your brain.
You got to let everybody know who you are when you step into a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know when I pull, I be too, like anytime there's something big going on, nigga, I got shit. I'm going in that motherfucker with shit. But
yeah, I gotta wait on 86 to give me the design, what he wants to design, and I'm gonna send it to my graphics man. When he sends it to my graphics man, I get 86 shirts pressed. If I already showed you where I get the shirt prices for.
I told him I would have did it with logos and shit.
No, I didn't know. Like I say, I had a guy I've been doing my matter of fact, he's so good that he did the He done all my little album cover for people, and he done all my flyers and everything. He gave me a good deal. He's like, man, you've been fooling with me and taking care of my uncle for so long, so that's why I got the deal out that video for $300 instead of $500 with Roosevelt's video. He shot it for $300. I told
mm-hmm.
Roosevelt, I said,
he was in Dallas?
Yeah, he shot it in Dallas. Yeah, he
well,
stayed in Louisville.
I mean, that's what I start my videos at 3, but that's just bare bones, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's some point and shoot shit. Now, if you start pulling out, we start pulling out green screens and drones
oh,
and
yeah.
all that
mm-hmm.
shit. Now, that
yeah,
shit
that's
start going
on
up.
The ball game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I said,
yeah.
I got Red Giant special effects. You make it look like you had an earthquake and the goddamn
mm-hmm.
background kept on fire.
I got that
and all
too.
That type of stuff. After effects, I got
ground,
that Red Giant Plus activate. Mm-hmm.
The ground motherfucker yeah. open up on your ass.
Yeah, make the goddamn building crumble. You make the building
yeah.
crumble like an earthquake and all that shit, just like they do in the movie, like Independence Day and all that shit. I got the same one they use. I just
mm-hmm.
don't use it because nobody got no budget like that. So, you know.
Well, I call the motherfucker. That's why I call my shit hood effects. You get
mm-hmm.
Hollywood effects and hood prices.
I don't even do that no more. Everybody, man, you stop shooting videos until I can't look at no computer screen no more. That ain't my cup of tea. I mean,